Brad Scherhorn! There's the power on the power play! 1-0 Storm! Rebound shot scores! Storm and Johnson, second of the night! A tisk and a task at the biscuit found the basket. Soren Johnson lighting it up, his fourth of the season. Kenny Brooks moving in through the slot. Skates in, little teak move, comes in, stops, scores! Truth, you can't handle the truth. Kenny Brooks, 3-0 Storm. And that looks to center out, front shot scores! Tie game! Out in front, it's Nick Lappin. Now taking it by Sharon, stretched ahead. Here's Johnson breaking in. All alone, moves in with the shot, scores! Soren Johnson, goal number 2! It's 2-1 Storm! Zoom, zoom, sweep of the room! Giving off to Sheerhorn. Sheerhorn sneaks in with the shot, scores! What a goal! 2-0 Storm! He put the mouse inside the hole before the cat can snatch it! 2-0 Storm!
This is the Storm Radio Network on the Breeze 94.5 FM.
Let's set up tonight's broadcast with the voice of the Storm, Skip Berry.
And a pleasant good evening and happy hockey, everyone. Skip Berry indeed. Once again tonight from the Viero Event Center here in the heart of Kearney, Nebraska, where the Storm get ready to take on a team they've never lost to, the Youngstown Phantoms, a perfect 6-0-0 entering tonight. The Storm are trying to find a way to capture a winning streak for the first time this season, trying to do so on the heels of a big victory over Sioux City last Saturday night, defeating the Musketeers by the final count of 7-3. In that offensive explosion for the Storm, they would get 5 players with multi-point games, led by Nick Lappin, who had a 4-point night, and also capturing the team's 16th hat trick in franchise history. The Storm tonight would like to continue to see a good offense. They're going to have to go against one of the better offenses, though, in the USHL. The Youngstown Phantoms come in tonight with a record of 4-2-0 and are led by one of the top scorers right now at the moment in the league as Austin Cangelosi with 8 goals, 3 assists, has 11 points tied for the league lead in the scoring race along with Daniel Tarasov. It'd be surprising, though, to tell you that he's very young. In fact, he's not even in his NHL draft year yet this year. Much like Zimgis Girgensons, he's off to a hot start here this season, trying to see if he can compete for the scoring race. It's a tough matchup. The Phantoms, they're much improved, competing out in that Eastern Conference, standing 5th right now in the East, the Storm standing 5th in the West. It's a battle to see who will move up in the respective conferences here tonight. When we come back, the Viero Wireless Free Game Show next, right here on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, Hastings.
We all make bad choices in life. Eating Aunt Betty's latest meatloaf recipe, jumping a new bike over a flimsy plywood ramp, or picking up a hitchhiker in a bright orange jumpsuit. We can't help you with a lot of bad decisions, but Viero Wireless can help you make the smart choice in smartphones. Right now, buy one BlackBerry Curve or Motorola XT720 Android smartphone and get another of the same model free. But supplies are limited, so hitch a ride to Viero Wireless, where the smart choice is your choice. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
If you've ever taken ephedrine products to lose weight, listen up. The results are in, and CTS360 is now considered the strongest, most aggressive fat-burning system since ephedrine.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Stout. CTS360 was designed to be a strong and safe weight loss product that mimics ephedrine without the negative side effects. If you're ready for a change, stop by a Complete Nutrition and ask for the safest, strongest, most aggressive fat-burning system on the market today, CTS360. Take it from me. I lost over half my body fat after having a baby. I know how losing weight totally changes your life.
Get the doctor-recommended strongest, most aggressive fat-burning system on the market today. CTS360. Available exclusively at Complete Nutrition. If you lose an excessive amount of weight in your first 10 days of use, please contact your consultant to adjust your plan.
Complete Nutrition is located north of 39th Street on 2nd Avenue in Kearney and one block south of Conestoga Mall on Allen Drive in Grand Island. Look better, feel better, perform better. Complete Nutrition of Kearney and Grand Island.
You'd like Paul, really nice guy with 2 kids and a lovely wife named Kim. Things have been going great for him until Monday afternoon. That's when Paul's boss told him that due to restructuring, his job had been eliminated. Bad things happen to good people. But fortunately, that doesn't mean you have to settle for unreliable transportation, charge-offs, credit card debt, repossessions, collections, bankruptcy, or foreclosure. If you think you can't buy quality transportation, think again. Go to thinkapproved.com. That's T-H-I-N-K, thinkapproved.com.
You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
This is the Viero Wireless Free Game Show.
On the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Berry.
And welcome, everybody, to the Viero Wireless pregame show. Viero Wireless, official wireless provider of the Tri-City Storm and the Viero Event Center. You can check them out at the Viero Event Center, the Viero Wireless store. And here on Halloween Hockey Night at the Viero Event Center, well, it's the Storm getting ready to take on the Youngstown Phantoms. We have tonight's complete nutrition game comparisons in just a second. We also got tonight's Applebee's Coach's Corner with the Midway Auto Group scoreboard update coming as well. We'll get tonight's lineups presented by Burger King and the newest keys to victory a little bit later in the Viero Wireless pregame show. But we start tonight's broadcast off like we normally do with tonight's complete nutrition game comparisons. Once again, the official nutrition supplier of the Tri-City Storm this season is Complete Nutrition, which is located north of 39th Street on 2nd Avenue in Kearney and one block south of Conestoga Mall on Allen Drive in Grand Island. Look better, feel better, perform better, Complete Nutrition of Kearney and Grand Island. And tonight, we take a look at the road team first, the Youngstown Phantoms, who currently holding in the fifth place spot in the Eastern Conference with a record of 4-2-0 on the season. Their road record right now outstanding at 1-2-0, and what I mean by that is they're going to have a tough road this season when you consider the fact that they are that Eastern Conference, which is going to have a lot of tough opponents, and so the Phantoms are going to have to find ways to win games on the road. They've already found one way, and certainly off to a very good start here in the month, as they are 4-1-0 here in the month of October, including the last five games. So one loss, and that was, of course, last weekend as they cooled off after their four-game winning streak. When they score the first goal, they're exactly like the Storm. They are 3-1-0. When allowing it, they are 1-1-0. Their offense is the fourth best right now in the USHL at 3.83 goals per game. Their goals against, however, 12th in the league at 3.5 goals allowed per game. Penalty minutes right now for the Youngstown Phantoms, currently sitting at 22.83 penalty minutes. That is the second most right now in the USHL. Their power play right now at 4.8% is in last place right now in the league. While their penalty kills 13th in the league at 17.3%, which is currently the fourth worst penalty kill at the moment. However, you got to watch out for this. The Youngstown Phantoms, they've had three shorthanded goals this season. Austin Cangelosi accounting for all three of them. You got to watch him on that penalty kill. The best period right now for the Youngstown Phantoms is the second period at a plus one differential. Their worst period is the third period at an even, but they've given up, I should say, seven goals in that third period. Now, for the Tri-City Storm, they come in tonight, 3-3-0, 6 points in all. Tied right now for fifth in the Western Conference with Sioux Falls. Home record right now for the Storm after losing last Friday night, 2-1-0. Again, scoring the first goal there, 3-1-0. Storm have not won a game when they've allowed the first goal at 0-2-0. Storm right now, their offense, who ranked second to last weekend, are now up to 2.5 goals per game, which has them right now 14th in the league. Their goals against at the moment currently sits at 2.83 goals against per game. That's seventh best right now in the league. Their penalty minutes right now, the Storm are the fourth least penalized team in the league at 15.5 penalty minutes per game. Power play up to now 8.8% for the Storm. That's 14th in the league. Penalty kills 11th in the USHL at 80.8%. And finally, the Storm's best period is the second period at a plus three differential, outscoring the opposition 7-4 on the year. Their worst period, though, the third period, which they've been outscored 11-5, a minus six differential. There's tonight's complete nutrition game comparisons. As we move now to the Applebee's Coach's Corner, and visit your local Kearney Applebee's restaurant today, now featuring late-night food and drink specials after 9 p.m. Kearney Applebee's Late Night. Come join the fun. And tonight, joined by the head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm, Drew Schenick.
Coach, heading into tonight's game against the Youngstown Phantoms, these are two teams that are very competitive on the ice, I would say, at this point in time. Youngstown, obviously, a little bit better off in the Eastern Conference right now. Pretty surprising record at 4-2-0. The Storm, just 3-3-0, a chance to get above 500 for the second time this season, and against a very good quality opponent. Talk about tonight's match, but some of the things you look at here as you enter the game.
Well, we're two very similar franchises. We've kind of been rebuilding from the start. They've been an expansion team. This is our third year, and we're kind of going in similar paths. And they're a much improved hockey team. They're 4-2-0. They're playing some good hockey in a very tough Eastern Conference. And you know, they've got some confidence. They've got some swagger, and we have to make sure that this is the only time we see them. We certainly don't want to be giving them any points coming out of our building.
And you look at this Youngstown team, and one of the guys that jumps right off the sheet, I guess you could say, is rookie Austin Cangelosi, who comes into tonight as the league leader in points right now and has 8 goals on the season. And, of course, Mike Ambrosia. You take a look at this lineup, they're very talented up front. They lead the league right now in even strength goals. So how do you try to match that 5-on-5 here tonight? Is as much you pay attention to the forecheck here tonight to keep them in their own zone, to not allow them those opportunities?
Well, yeah. I mean, you have to play hard on them. Every time those two guys touch the puck, you've got to make sure that their time and space is taken away. You know, and you know, the best defense is having a good offense. In this game, it's putting the pressure on them, keeping the puck in their zone so that when they, you know, get a chance to break out, they're tired, they're changing, they're not getting opportunities on the offensive side. And, you know, I think if we move our feet and keep the pressure on them, we can keep those guys in check. And we just have to be aware when they're out there. We have to make sure that, you know, we keep our discipline in check and don't give them any extra opportunities on their power play.
Again, he's the head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm, Drew Shinnick, with me here on the Applebee's Coach's Corner. And, Coach, the last game for the Storm, I guess it would be, I guess, bad of me not to mention it just because of the fact that it was an offensive explosion, the first one that you've seen in quite some time for this franchise, dating all the way back to the first year that you were the head coach here, getting 7 goals, but getting it on the road and then seeing guys like Nick Lappin and Brad Shearhorn really stick out quite a bit in that offensive domination over Sioux City. What does that speak to the team at the moment? How does it help your club entering this weekend?
Well, I mean, it was certainly nice. I mean, be lying to you if I said I didn't have a smile on my face after the game. And you know, again, I think it's just good for our guys. I think we've had, you know, games where we've had opportunities to score. You know, we hit the post, miss a wide open net, you know, and those were close games. And, you know, when you were watching our guys on the bench and going through that game in Sioux City, you know, guys were relaxed and they were making plays and they were having, you know, they were having fun. Not that it's not fun every night, but you could just tell they're having that little extra bit of fun. And that's what it's all about, is feeling good about yourself, having a little swagger, a little confidence. And hopefully, you know, that carries over into tonight's game here against the Phantoms.
What do you make of Nick Lappin's play to start the season? Here's a guy, 8 points in 6 games, 6 goals in 6 games. Obviously, the hat trick helped quite a bit. But what do you make of his play early on the season? This is a guy that has not been a minus at all this season and has played very consistent so far. What's his game spoken to you about?
Well, I mean, he's kind of done it all. Like what you expect out of your leader. You know, he came back and started the year this year like he finished the year last year for us, and he's been red hot, and that's what you expect, and that's what we kind of expected with him coming back. It's your third year, albeit nothing's ever easy. It doesn't matter if you're a first year or third year guy, but you know, he should know what it takes night in and night out to play, and he's certainly using that to his abilities. He's been a tremendous leader for us both on and off the ice, and that's exactly what we want out of him. So, you know, again, am I surprised? No, you know, but I'm proud of the way Nick has come along and bought into what we're trying to do here, and along with the, you know, some of those other veterans, I think he's been a real great presence for us.
Again, the head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm, Drew Shinnick, with me here on the Applebee's Coach's Corner. We get to the final question here tonight. And, Coach, your first opportunity to see a player that you have not seen yet in game time action just yet, and that's Trevor Gorsuch. He's going to get the start here in net. A young goalie, obviously, but at the same time, a guy that's never played a junior game. What things do you try to tell the guys around him to really give him an opportunity to succeed here in his first start?
Well, you know, I think the guys will rally around Trevor here, and, you know, it's a situation where, you know, Phoenix has played great for the first 6. There's no question, and you know, there's no reason that we're sitting him out other than, hey, Trevor's got to get in some game action because we're going to need him down the road. And, you know, Trevor's, you know, bit his lip, worked hard, you know, done everything we've asked of him, and deservedly gets a start here. And you know, we just want him to keep the game simple. Just, you know, don't overthink things back there. We want our guys to keep the game simple in front of them, help them out, you know, clear the rebounds, keep the shots from the outside. And I think if we do that, you know, Trevor will have a great game.
Again, the head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm, Drew Shinnick, with me here on the Applebee's Coach's Corner. Visit your local Kearney Applebee's restaurant today, now featuring late-night food and drink specials after 9 p.m. Applebee's Late Night. Come join the fun. Coaches, always appreciate your time. Best of luck here tonight, and see you after the game as well.
All right. Thanks, Kip.
There you go again. The head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm, Drew Shinnick. We move along here, taking a look at tonight's Midway Auto Group scoreboard update. Think hassle-free, think Midway, thinkmidway.com. And games tonight in the United States Hockey League include Waterloo in Indiana going at it tonight in Indiana. And it's the Indiana Ice with the 1-0 lead into the second period. Sioux City getting ready to host Dubuque. Omaha hosting Sioux Falls. It'll be Cedar Rapids hosting Lincoln, while Chicago hosts the U-17 national team, Fargo hosting the Green Bay Gamblers. And, of course, the Storm playing the Youngstown Phantoms here this evening. Let's take a look at tonight's starting goaltender matchup, and starting in net tonight for the Youngstown Phantoms, it will be Sean Romeo. Romeo with just 1 game played this season and no decision, a 9.40 goals against average and a 75% save percentage right now for Sean Romeo. Now starting in net tonight for the Tri-City Storm, it will be Trevor Gorsuch. He'll get his first career start. Came, of course, from that of midget hockey last year. He played 21 games for the St. Louis Blues U18 team in midget major hockey. He had a record of 17-0-2, a 92% save percentage, and a 1.97 goals against average in midget major hockey last year. Let's take a look at the rest of the lineups here this evening for both clubs, starting with the Youngstown Phantoms. As the backup goaltender tonight will be Matt O'Connor. On defense will be Chris Bradley with Kevin List. They'll get the start. The second pairing will be Michael Gunn with Jordan Young. It'll be Eric Sweetman with Ryan Loney. Up front tonight for the Phantoms, the top line will be Austin Cangelosi along with Ryan Belanger. It'll be Mike Ambrosia also, by the way, on that line. That line putting up a lot of points so far to start this season. The second line tonight will be Dylan Marganeri with Alex Gasek and JT Stengline. It'll be Richard Zanell with Sam Annis and Pat Conte. Conte, Stengline, and Marganeri, though, will get the start as they will mix and match some of their lines right off the bat to start off the hockey game. And the fourth line tonight for the Phantoms will be Alex Dahl with Stephen Collins and Brett Norris. Out of the line tonight for the Phantoms, Daniel Runoff and Nolan Culver along with Todd Krasinski. For the Tri-City Storm tonight, Trevor Gorsuch will get the start in net. So once again, the backup tonight will be Phoenix Copley. He'll take the night off. It'll be Brian Sins along with Josh McArdle, the top pairing for the Storm tonight on defense. Desmond Bergen with Tyler Ambergy, the second pairing. And John Roboski with J.D. Peterson, the third pairing. Starting off the game will be Desmond Bergen and Tyler Ambergy. Tonight, starting up front for this Tri-City Storm, the second line will get the start. Thomas Nykop with Nick Lappin and Kenny Brooks. We'll get to the starters here in just a second. It'll be Brad Sheeran with Adam Klapik and Michael Vecchione, though, as the top line. The third line tonight will be Tim Bonner with Davey Middleton and Soren Janssen, while the fourth line tonight will be Heikki Liedis, Andrew Durantes, and Trevor Moore. Out of the lineup tonight for the Storm, with injuries, it will be that of Dylan Mallard, of course, on injured reserve. It'll be Greg Johnson with Dalton Spicer also in the lineup, and then Sean Murphy and Tim Lappin up front for the Storm will also not be in the lineup here tonight for the Tri-City Storm. Let's take a quick look at our New West keys to victory. Well, we have this opportunity. New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West for the athlete and all of us. Tonight for the Storm, they haven't lost a game this season when they've outshot the opponent perfect 3-0-0 and outshooting the opponent. The second key for tonight's game for the Storm, you got to get people to the net. If you're going to outshoot the opponent, get people to the net, create second and third chance opportunities. And the final key here tonight is to eliminate the second and third chance opportunities for the Youngstown Phantoms, especially with Trevor Gorsuch getting his first career start in net tonight for the Tri-City Storm. In just a second, we're going to head down to get tonight's starting line. It's presented by Burger King from Derek Stinson, the public address announcer here for the Tri-City Storm. We'll get down to him in just a second. Burger King is a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey with five locations to serve you. Burger King in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and two locations in Kearney. Burger King, have it your way. Let's get down to Derek Stinson down below for tonight's starting lineups.
And now it's time to meet tonight's starters for your Tri-City Storm. In goal from St. Charles, Missouri, number one, Trevor Gorsuch. At defense from Natick, Massachusetts, number five, Desmond Bergen. At defense from Rowlett, Texas, number 25, Tyler Ambergy. At forward from Las Vegas, Nevada, number 13, Kenny Brooks. At forward from Geneva, Illinois, number 15, Nick Lappin. And at forward, from Helsinki, Finland, number 21, Thomas Nykop. The head coach and GM of the Storm is Drew Schenick, assistant.
There you go. There is the starting alliance for your Tri-City Storm as they get ready to take on the Youngstown Phantoms for the seventh time in franchise history, getting ready to do so here tonight in front of their home crowd on Halloween Hockey Night here at the Vero Event Center. As the Storm hope to try to get things in the win column for the second consecutive time, putting together their first winning streak of the season. Trying to do so here tonight as the fans continue to pile in here at the Vero Event Center as they introduce the Honor of Hockey members in attendance as they come out onto the ice. The Storm and the Phantoms here playing for the seventh time this season. Both teams going into their seventh game of the season as well. both trying to accomplish the same thing, which is move out of fifth place in their respective conferences. We come back. The first period of play next, right here on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, Hastings.
It's getting late. The world is calling it a night. But the neighborhood is just getting started. Applebee's is now open till midnight or later. So stop in after the game. Swing by after the show. Grab some friends because your favorite neighborhood grill and bar is still going strong. Applebee's, now open till midnight or later. Another reason why there's no place like the neighborhood.
Visit your local Kearney Applebee's restaurant today. Now featuring late night food and drink specials after 9 p.m. Applebee's Late Night. Come join the fun.
Teamwork is important in the success of any athlete. This is why New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is Central Nebraska's premier clinic for sports-related injuries and rehabilitation. All of New West physicians are fellowship-trained to ensure the highest quality of medical care. New West is proud to serve the UNK Athletic Program and the Tri-City Storm with their brand-new, state-of-the-art facility located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West, for the athlete in all of us.
The Tri-City Storm, giving away free souvenir pucks Friday, November 4th. As the Storm face the Omaha Lancers, the rivalry begins again. To commemorate this in-state rivalry, the Storm will give away specialty pucks to the first 1,000 fans. Plus, don't miss another Rock and Runza post-game skate. It's the Storm versus Omaha. And the number one party in town, featuring a rivalry puck giveaway and a free post-game skate. Tri-City Storm, Omaha Lancers, Friday, November 4th. Visit stormhockey.com for more. Presented by Viero.
You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
It's now time for the first period of play.
On the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Once again, here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Barry.
Tonight, live from the Viero Event Center in the heart of Kearney, Nebraska, the United States Hockey League presents the Tri-City Storm, hosting the Youngstown Phantoms. A pleasant good evening and happy hockey, everyone. Skip Barry, as we get set from our broadcast location above center ice, where net to my left will be Sean Romeo for the Youngstown Phantoms. And net to my right, it will be Trevor Gorsuch, the starting netminder here tonight for the Tri-City Storm. On defense to start things off for the Phantoms, they're going to go with the pairing of Kevin Liss and Chris Bradley. Tremendous defenseman in Chris Bradley this season. Expect good things from him if you're a Phantoms fan, because he's been very good to start off the season. Also, starting up front tonight for the Phantoms, it will be JT Stengelein, along with that of Dylan Marganeri and Pat Conti. For the Tri-City Storm, starting on defense, once again, it will be Desmond Bergen with Tyler Ambergy, the second line of Nick Lapp and Kenny Brooks, and Thomas Nykop, who combined for 8 points in last week's game against Sioux City. Get the start here as the opening puck is dropped out at center ice. The Storm win the faceoff, but the Phantoms now get control of it. Here's a chance to the front side of the net. Conti trying to receive a pass there by Stengelein, but the puck is now turned over, and the Storm have it back the other way. Moving up along the right wing side, it was the Storm as they push it in deep into the Youngstown zone, but the Phantoms take it on back and now move it out to center ice. Here's JT Stengelein over to the right wing side, giving it off there to Dylan Marganeri. He moves in, and a blocker save made there by Gorsuch, and now he might get a penalty here against Pat Conti as he goes right after Gorsuch after making the save, but there was an offside before that. No penalty coming. They're going to keep the game 5-on-5, 29 seconds into this first period. So the Storm here tonight, trying to find a way to snap out of the one-game losing streak here on home ice, losing their first game of the season on home ice last Friday night to the Indiana Ice. As the Phantoms win the draw here just outside the Tri-City blue line on that right-wing side, now moving across the attack blue line, here goes Mike Ambrosia. Ambrosia has 4 multi-point games this season and points in 5 of the 6 games so far for the Phantoms, but the Storm now get control of it here and move it to center ice. Out to center ice is tapped away there, and moving ahead with the puck was Ryan Belanger, but Belanger could not quite retrieve that puck, and the Storm steal it back. Here's Tim Bonner getting tripped up on the play. No penalties called. Play continues on as it goes back and behind the Youngstown net. Played up off the end boards here. The Phantoms send it up around the right wing side. Up ahead here for Belanger, as backing up now is John Hrabowski, as here comes Belanger with a shot to the net, saved there by Gorsuch, and he hangs on here with 18:51 to go here in period one. And a faceoff upcoming inside the Tri-City zone. So Trevor Gorsuch getting the start here tonight for the Tri-City Storm. His first career junior game, and trying to get things rolling here tonight for the Tri-City Storm. By the way, the referee here tonight is Andrew Wilk. The linesman tonight, Patrick Richardson and Patrick Turcotte, as assigned by the United States Hockey League. Here's Sam Annis to take the faceoff here against Adam Klapik. Klapik will win this draw back into his own right corner, and the Storm trying to get possession from there. And along the end boards, it is Klapik that has it. Places up the right wing side, giving off to Vecchione. Vecchione darts ahead up that right wing side, sending it up into the Phantom zone, as it is Klapik now with it. Klapik lost it off the front end of his blade as the Phantom seal it away. Shearhorn with a big hit there and open ice, knocking on down Eric Sweetman. Here's the puck back down the other way into the Tri-City zone as it goes along the end boards here. It's Richard Zanell with it along those end boards, getting pressured there by Roboski along those boards, where it comes back out to the bottom right circle, and turning around with it is Sam Annis. Annis looking around, tries to play it on back to the point, but this one's easily intercepted away, and it's Shearhorn getting it back to center ice. Here's a chance. It's Vecchione moving down across the attack blue line, gets it there, but poke checked away back to center, but Litas brings it right back in on the attack, leaving it back for Trevor Moore, giving off to Desmond Bergen. Bergen with a chance in front for Durantes, who could not quite get it off the back end, and he had an empty net to just shovel it into, but couldn't get it there, and the Storm still pressuring here on the forecheck. Down into the right corner, where it's Durantes battling to get to this puck. Getting a cross check there from behind by Jordan Young as play will go along the end boards here. And Trevor Moore now trying to get to this puck as well. But Young just knifing it away up towards that right wing side for the Phantoms. Phantoms, though, still can't get it out as Gasek has to retreat it back the other way. Given over to Bradley. Bradley tries to get it out of his own. Good job by Desmond Bergen to keep it in. Down low as it goes to the outside right circle. And a shot in from there by Durantes goes well wide. Here's now Tim Bonner down low, giving off to Trevor Moore. Moore will battle along the left corner boards inside the Youngstown zone, but now it's stolen away here by Young, and Young just plays up that left wing side, giving on to Stephen Collins, who just flips it in deep into the Tri-City zone as it's played away there by Gorsuch. 17:07 to go here in this first period. The score is scoreless between the Storm and the Youngstown Phantoms. Here's the puck now. It's Belanger with it, giving to Mike Ambrosia. Ambrosia knocked away from him as the puck goes back towards center ice, but fired right back into the Tri-City zone by the alternate captain, Michael Gunn. Here's McArdle giving off to Bonner. Bonner just flips it ahead towards his own blue line, giving there to Middleton. Middleton darts ahead across the attack blue line as he comes through the neutral zone. Tries to pass it off there to Soren Janssen as a play continues on along the right corner side. Into the Youngstown zone, the Phantoms steal it away. It's the captain, Ambrosia, who just knocks it up the right wing side, trying to feed it there to Gunn, but Sins cuts it off and just sends it back into the Youngstown zone, and the Phantoms now have it, as they just gun it back the other direction into the Tri-City end, where it goes in along that right corner, and it's Roboski with it. Roboski plays it up the left wing side, all the way down the ice it will go. There's Kenny Brooks trying to go after it here, the co-captain for the Storm, knocks it away as he's met there into the right corner with his other captain on the team, Nick Clappin. Those two did an outstanding job in that Sioux City game, combining for most of the goals for the Storm. As the puck goes all the way back to the blue line, here's Ambergy. A slap shot from the blue line. That one gets blocked away and then tapped out to center ice by the Phantoms. Fired right back in here by Bergen, as Desmond Bergen getting into the lineup for just the second time this season for the Storm. Had one assist in his debut at Sioux City, and now he backs up, is moving ahead on the attack. Come the Phantoms. Pass out in front. Opportunity. That one tipped away there as a good speed there by Dylan Marganeri trying to create that play down low. Turnover here by the Storm, as it is J.T. Stenglein moving in. Stenglein to the front side, trying to get it to Marganeri, but that one's tapped away. Storm, a little bit of pressure in their own zone. Will they get it out? Yes, they will, as it's a chance now out to center, but cut off there, and Gasek will just bring it right back in on the attack for Youngstown, dropping it to Marganeri. Now off to Stenglein, back across through the slot, and that one's tipped away here, and the Storm intercept moving it to center is Trevor Moore. Moore will just fire it into the Youngstown zone. The Phantoms slow it down a little bit here, but Chris Bradley looking for a clean breakout. Fumbles the puck, gets it back, plays it to Conti. Conti threw his legs right through the neutral zone, gives it off here. Here's a chance to, over to Zanell. Spinorama, backhand shot saved by Gorsuch in the slot. And the Storm now come away with it back towards center ice. Trying to tip it out towards across that blue line with Sins, but we get a whistle here and a penalty upcoming. And who will it be on, as Andrew Wilk has his hand up in the air for the first time tonight? We see Patrick Conti going to the box. And Andrew Wilk sending him to the box for what? Hooking will be the call, excuse me. It will be Pat Conti to the box, 2 minutes for hooking. Time of this penalty, 5:11 into period one. So Youngstown shorthanded for the first time tonight. The Storm get their very first power play of the evening. Storm power play up to 8.8%. That's 14th in the league. While Youngstown's penalty kills the fourth worst in the league at 76.3%. Storm, though, win the draw, try to keep it in there, but fired back out to the Tri-City end. You got to be careful, as Cangelosi's out there. He scored all three shorthanded goals this season for Youngstown. Up the right wing side, here comes Nick Lappin into the right corner. Lost the puck, looks to retrieve it back. Bodies now collide along the corner boards, and another penalty upcoming. It's going to be a check from behind against the Phantoms, and this is going to put the Storm on a 5-on-3 advantage for a minute 34, and this will give the Storm a great opportunity here, as going off for this check from behind will be Kevin Liss, and they will call it as a cross check instead. Either way, a dangerous check on that play, and time of this one here at 5 minutes and 37 seconds into period one. And the Storm here with their first 5-on-3 power play of the night as well. So a big lengthy 5-on-3. The Storm bring out the line of Brooks, Lappin, Klapik, along with that of J.D. Peterson and Soren Janssen. Here's Janssen down low, giving off to Lappin. In front, chance in front there for Kenny Brooks. He could not quite tip it home as the puck comes all the way back to the left point. Janssen keeps it in. Down to Peterson out in front. His shot scores! Nick Lappin's seventh goal of the season on a 5-on-3 power play. Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines. Lappin gives the Storm the 1-0 lead. And what a job there by the Storm working down low as Adam Klapik passing it out front to Nick Lappin as Janssen got it over to Peterson. Peterson just fired it down low. What a pass by Klapik on that play as the Storm take a 1-0 advantage and have a minute 45 to work with their second power play now after they converted on that 5-on-3 man advantage. 1-0 Storm, 14:08 to go here in the first period. Time of the goal, 5 minutes and 52 seconds in. What a great play there by that of Adam Klapik, who now picks up his fourth assist.
City Storm goal coming at the 5:52 mark of the first period. A power play goal scored by number 15, Nick Lappin. Assists go to number 10, Adam Klapik, and number 26, J.D. Peterson.
So J.D. Peterson registers an assist, and for J.D. Peterson, it's his first assist as a member of the Storm, and it happens to be a power play assist. The Storm now work it into that left corner, into the Youngstown zone, trying to convert on their second power play chance here. As the puck goes all the way back to the right point, it is Janssen keeping it in, playing it down low, outside the right circle. Play continues on. Another 5-on-3 for the Storm, possibly. Here's Tim Bonner out in front. The puck will come all the way back to center ice. It'll be Soren Janssen looking to retrieve it, but leaves it there for Kenny Brooks, who comes off the bench, replacing Trevor Gorsuch for the extra attacker. Here's Janssen now with a shot. That one goes wide. Storm pick it up. Here's a chance off in front. Janssen with a shot, save, rebound in front. And that one gets slipped off to the left corner. And a 5-on-3 again for the Storm coming up with 58 seconds left on the penalty to Kevin Liss. And another Phantom is going to go to the box. Time of this one, 6 minutes and 39 seconds in. And it's going to go against Jordan Young. As Young will go off here. And Andrew Wilk did not even make the call, looking to the beat writer for the Storm, Seth Blank, who also is confused. And so we'll get the announcement here.
Mark of the first period. The penalty against number 5, Jordan Young. 2 minutes for cross-checking.
So cross-checking is the penalty. And so the Storm now, watching the second most penalized team in the USHL take some undisciplined penalties here in this first period, is going to give the Storm another 5-on-3 as the Storm here watch the faceoff, though, be taken here by the Phantoms, and they'll fire it on down the ice as the Storm will work it from their own zone. Up the right wing side, darting in across the attack blue line comes Peterson. Hands it back the other way, giving off to Lappin, now on to Brooks. Here's Janssen faking a shot, now passing off to Peterson. Down low, giving to Lappin. Lappin back to Janssen. Janssen fakes a shot off to Peterson. His shot comes through right over to Lappin. His shot lifts it, but could not get it over the pad of Romeo, who makes the save. Now the puck just taken here and driven the length of the ice. As the clock ticks down on this 5-on-3, they have 24 seconds left on the 5-on-3 man advantage as the Storm move ahead. Here's Nick Lappin into the attack zone, giving off to Klapik. Klapik, nice little move, curls back, looks back to the blue line, giving off to Peterson. Peterson pass off to Janssen. Janssen, a slap shot, that one's blocked, comes back to Janssen, and he keeps it down low, giving off to Nick Lappin. It's Lappin, checked there along the end boards, but he keeps the play going as he gives it off to Brooks. 4 seconds left on the 5-on-3. The Storm are going to just convert on one of the 5-on-3s. It's given over to Janssen. His shot does not give off a rebound as Romeo makes the save and hangs on with 12:20 to go here in the first period. 1 minute left on the Storm power play time. And the Storm leading here 1-0 on Nick Lappin's seventh goal of the season, set up there by Adam Klapik, who picks up his sixth point of the year, his fourth assist overall. And the Storm here right now leading 1-0. Is still a minute left here on their third power play of the game. So right circle draw coming up into the Youngstown zone. The Storm get a hold of this one. Back to the blue line. It's Desmond Bergen with it. Passing off to Trevor Moore, who plays it on down low, giving to Nykop. Nykop looks around, looks back to Trevor Moore. Moore with some time and space, gives to Bergen. Now back cross ice. Moore tries to tip it away, tries to keep it in. The puck along the blue line. It's Bergen that keeps it in. The Storm have it on the attack. Down low, here's a chance in front. It's Vecchione who fans on the shot, and it's taken away here, and the Phantoms will go back the other direction. Here's Gasek now, up the right wing side, into the Tri-City zone. He watches the puck go down along the end boards, goes over to the right corner, keeps it in for now. But it's Cangelosi now with it. Cangelosi, the most dangerous person here on the penalty kill for the Phantoms, has three shorthanded goals this season already. Here's Nykop giving back to Bergen. The Storm with just a total of 12 seconds left on this power play time, as it is Bergen looking out to the right wing side and giving off to McCardle. And now we get another penalty here, and this one's going to be against the Storm, and an interference call will be made here against the Storm's Davey Middleton. So interference the call. This will put the Phantoms on a power play in 7 seconds, their first of the night. Phantom power play, they've only converted one of their 21 opportunities this season at 4.8%. They are last right now in the league on the power play, but they're going to get an opportunity here. 8:33 is the time of the penalty, and the Storm for the first time tonight will be shorthanded in 7 seconds. So off the draw, here's a chance to the front side of the net. Zane Hill had the puck, lost it. Good job by Brian Sins, steals it away. 1 second left on the penalty there to Young. He comes out of the box, Storm with it, and shorthanded is Brad Shearhorn, who just fires it in on net. Romeo just makes the save, hangs on here with 11:15 to go in period one. We've had a lot of power play time so far. It's been a power play start to this hockey game, but the Storm have the 1-0 lead as the Youngstown Phantoms approaching their first power play of the night. 1:48 left on the penalty to Davey Middleton. And of course, the first power play time here for the Youngstown Phantoms. Off the draw, Youngstown wins this faceoff, and as they move it up that left wing side, cut off there by Kenny Books as the puck goes rolling over to Romeo. Romeo just plays away from his net as Cangelosi now has it. Here's Austin Cangelosi playing it up the left wing side onto Dylan Marganeri's stick. Marganeri tries to send a pass up ahead there for Belanger, but the puck is stolen away by the Storm. They just gun it back to center ice. There's Mike Ambrosia. He'll just play it right back and around the boards in the Tri-City zone as it goes outside the right circle. It's Cangelosi battling it to keep it down low there. Comes all the way back out to the point, and it's Bradley with it. Bradley passing off now, giving to that of Belanger to Bradley. Bradley back to Belanger, cross ice to Cangelosi. Gives it on back to Chris Bradley. His shot is blocked away there by Tim Bonner. He tries to dive to get it out, could not. Youngstown keeps it in the zone for now. Back cross ice at the right point. Cangelosi with it. Plays it on back to Bradley in the high slot. His shot is blocked again there by the Storm, as this time is Brad Shearhorn getting that puck and blocking it from getting through. Puck stays in the zone for now. Just 45 seconds left here approaching on this power play for the Phantoms, and the Storm clear the puck all the way away from their own end and send it down into the Youngstown zone with just 10 minutes and 4 seconds left here in period one. 35 seconds left here on this Youngstown power play. Storm leading 1-0. Play goes all the way down the ice. No icing here as it's Hraboski forced to play the puck here. Richard Zanell in on him quickly. It's Hraboski, turnover chance, opportunity, shot in on goal. That one goes wide as it's picked up here by the Phantoms and move back to the point. It's Michael Gunn. You got to watch for him on a big slap shot. Gunn has it. He fakes the slap shot, passing off top of the left circle. A shot coming in there just misses the net wide as Brett Norris looking for that opportunity. Back now to Gunn. His shot, that one again gets deflected wide. 5 seconds left on the penalty to Middleton. It's a scramble in the Storm zone. Zanell to Norris to Young. Michael Gunn. His shot's blocked away by Lidas, and the Storm get back to full strength as the Youngstown Phantoms 0-for-1 on the man advantage. Here's a shot to the net. That one gets through and deflects off into the right corner. I believe Gorsuch getting a piece of it there. Here's the puck now taken here. It's Annis. Annis giving to Norris. Norris, a backhand shot, missing the net completely off in the right corner. It's desperation time for the Storm to get the puck out. They're back to 5-on-5 hockey here. Can't ice the puck, but they're going to just go ahead and take it. And in doing so, it's J.D. Peterson. The Storm will not be allowed to change here with 8:58 to go in the first period. And it'll stay 1-0 Storm here as the icing call negating a media timeout here, as they will tell the shovel crew to come out on the ice to go back off. Icing here and played nonstop hockey here as the Storm thought they were going to get a media timeout here, delaying a little bit of the action. But 5-on-5 hockey here, somebody to take the draw, and the Storm haven't even quite gotten there yet. Durante is going to have to get there soon. We'll drop the puck here in that left circle to the stick side of Gorsuch. Youngstown with the faceoff win here. It's Liss keeping it down low in towards the outside right circle. Storm, though, cannot quite get possession of it here. It is Dylan Marganeri getting to this puck. giving off. It's Gasek. Gasek, a shot gets through. Save made by Gorsuch as he holds on to it in that glove side. And we'll get a media timeout taken here with 8:43 left in this first period. It is 1-0 Storm. They have the lead, courtesy of Nick Lappin's 7th goal of the season. Coming up a little bit later, we're going to talk to Nick Lappin's cousin, Tim Lappin, on Thoughts After One, as we'll talk with him. And then also coming up on Inside the Booth, talking with the Storm beat writer, Seth Blank, as we'll talk with him on Inside the Booth. And we should just call it Seth Blank's Thoughts After Two, because that's really what it's become. We'll talk with him, though, coming up at the Second Emission Report. Also coming up after the game, the old Chicago post-game show, where we will have the head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm, Drew Shenick, as well as a player coming up after the game. All that and more throughout the evening. The Storm here tonight looking to try to win their third game on home ice this season. Also looking to get back above 500 for the second time this season, as they won the season opener and have not been back above 500 since that point. But early enough in the season, in the seventh game of the year, a great opportunity here tonight as the Storm already are off to a good start on a 5-on-3 power play goal, going 1-for-3 now on the evening on the power play, as Lappin getting that power play goal. And boy, Nick Lappin's off to a hot start. We're going to talk to Seth Blank about that, because there was a lot of feelings last year at the end of last season that Nick Lappin could be that player for the Storm to have a great start to the year and maybe carry the team in the front half of the year. Well, so far, Nick Lappin is doing that. We're going to talk about that coming up on Inside the Booth. Here's Klapik now up the right wing side, giving off now to Vecchione, back towards Klapik. The puck comes back down to Klapik off a deflection there by Liss as it goes off to the right corner, and Vecchione has it. On back to the right point. Given off there, McArdle will just play it down low. Bottom right circle, it is Klapik with it. Klapik moving around, has it in the slot, plays it down low, trying to feed it there for Shearhorn, but the puck is intercepted there by Kevin Liss and trying to get it out of the zone. Could not. Good jump by Vecchione to keep it in. Now the puck goes along the end boards again, and with it this time, it is the Youngstown Phantom defenseman Ryan Loney as he tries to get it out to center, getting help there by Gasek, who just fires it all the way deep into the Tri-City zone. Gorsuch teeing it up from there, trying to give it off to Sins, but the puck is stolen away from Sins here. He tries a battle to get it back and does. Plays it up that left wing side, and the Storm are off to a 2-on-2 race. It's Nick Lappin with Kenny Brooks, but Lappin lost sight of the puck, and the Phantoms will take it back on the delayed offsides. Here's the puck now all the way down the ice. No icing here. It is Gorsuch trying to play it away. Plays it up into that left corner. High stick there on Amberg. And a penalty upcoming against the Phantoms. And the Phantoms, their fourth minor here in the first period alone. This one's going to be for high sticking, as Tyler Amberg will get checked out there by Andrew Wilk. But this will be just a two-minute minor here against the Youngstown Phantoms. Is going off. It will be Pat Conte's second minor penalty of the night. And Pat Conte picking up now his 12th penalty minute of the season with this penalty. So the Storm get it their fourth power play of the night. Time of this penalty, 12 minutes and 24 seconds in to period number one, as the Storm go back to the power play here as the faceoff's won here, and the Phantoms try to get it out of the zone and looking to do so as they knock it back to center ice, and the rolling puck dribbles on back to the Storm blue line. But J.D. Peterson with it from there, giving off to Brian Sins. Sins looks out through center ice, tries to make a pass up through center ice, lost a handle on it, and now the Storm trying to regroup back from their own zone. Here's Peterson passing on now ahead, giving it there. Nick Lappin darting across the attack blue line, moving in with Kenny Brooks. Here's Brooks to the front of the net, lost the puck, but it comes back to Sins. He keeps it at the blue line, giving off to Peterson. Down low, here's a chance. Lappin lost it in his feet, but gets it on back to Sins. Sins to Lappin, down low, trying to feed it there to Kenny Brooks, intercepted there by Cangelosi, and Cangelosi will just take it and fire it 175 feet back inside the Tri-City zone with 6:50 to go here in this first period. A minute 12 now to go here on the Storm power play, as the Storm already have a 1-0 lead. Here's Peterson up ahead to Desmond Bergen. Bergen will just fire it into the Youngstown zone as it's fired back around the boards. Bergen tries to keep it in at the blue line. He does. Plays it off into the right corner, back into behind the net. Young, he'll get to the puck there, turns it over. Storm have it. It's Nykop with it, back to the blue line. Bergen to Nykop. Nykop off the right point, looking around. It's Nykop, a slap shot to the net, comes back off in front, and Janssen could not get to the rebound, and the puck taken here, and the Phantoms clear it here with just 39 seconds left on the penalty to Pat Conte for the Phantoms. 6:10 now to go in here in the first period. Storm leading 1-0. Again, Nick Lappin's 7th goal of the season on a 5-on-3 power play goal. Here's the puck along the end boards in the Phantom zone. And along those end boards, the battle for the puck continues as it now shifts its way to the outside left circle where Collins comes in for the Phantoms, trying to dislodge the puck away from a Storm player, but the Storm still have it. It's Bergen with it, looking at Vecchione, passing off to Janssen. Bergen to Vecchione. Vecchione slows it down, fakes the slap shot, gives off to Bergen. 8 seconds left on the power play. Here's Janssen with a shot. It gets through, but it comes all the way back to the point, swept there by the Phantoms. 3 seconds left on the power play. Bergen giving off to Vecchione. Vecchione fires a shot. That one gets blocked, tipped off into the right corner, and the Phantoms will try now to get to it here and move it out to center ice. It is Pat Conte. He has some speed through the neutral zone. Comes across the attack line. Moves in with a backhand shot. Scores! Pat Conte had all sorts of speed there and backhanded it in past Gorsuch as the Phantoms tied up here at the 14-minute and 38-second mark of the period. A unreal backhand goal there by Pat Conte to pick up his third goal of the season. And the assist on the goal, still waiting to see here, but it all started back in that Phantom zone, and right out of the box came Pat Conte. As
Pat Conte, unassisted.
And not an unassisted goal, but they're waiting to get the assist a little bit later there. But Pat Conte indeed gets the goal there, and what a beauty that was on the backhand. Trevor Gorsuch making the mistake there. He's a young goalie. But right there, just trying to get used to the speed of the game, and Pat Conte with that backhander found it right past Gorsuch. Storm now back in a 1-1 hockey game here with 5 minutes left in the first period. It's Kenny Brooks now getting pounded into the corner boards there, but he gets back up. Kenny Brooks, one of the toughest kids in the USHL, and he talked to a lot of USHL players, including his own teammates. They'll tell you that, as he is a pest to play against as well, and an icing here against the Phantoms will force a faceoff coming up back inside the Youngstown zone with 4:46 left here in this first period. It's a 1-1 hockey game here as Pat Conte gets the goal at the 14:38 mark of the period after his penalty was over, came onto the ice and scored his third goal of the season. Even strength here for the Phantoms. So left circle draw coming up. It'll be Heikki Liitas to take the faceoff for the Storm. He'll take it against Brent Norris, and it will be the Storm. They'll watch it come back to the point. They keep it in. Puck now fired from that point by McConnell, but well wide of the net. And the Phantoms will now move it back out towards center ice and just dump it in deep in the Tri-City zone, getting a line change here. It's McConnell looking up ice, passing it up through the neutral zone. Passed ahead here. Here's Trevor Moore moving in. Puck will get batted down low, and that one's taken back as the puck will get pushed out to the neutral zone. And taken here by Heikki Liitas as he fires it right back into the Youngstown zone. Up around the boards it goes as it goes up that left wing side. It gets pushed back into the Storm end where it'll be Bert Ambergy trying to get to it. And he looks up ahead from his own end. Giving off now to Trevor Moore through the neutral zone. Just chips it up into the right corner in the Youngstown zone once again. It'll be Trevor Moore first to get his own puck there as he dumped it in. Gets to it past Michael Gunn. And the play continues on as it is Moore trying to come out front with it. Lost the handle on it. Now Cangelosi steals it away. And now tries to play it on back to the right point where Ambergy keeps it into the right corner once again for the Storm. But here's a chance now for the Phantoms to get it out. They could not up that right wing side. Good job by Davey Middleton, who cuts it off. Back down along the end boards here. It's Soren Janssen. He'll battle to get this puck. Good play there by Janssen, trying to pass it out in front. That one's tipped away there and intercepted by Belanger. Here's the puck. Belanger with it. Nice little backhand pass off to Ambrosia as he moves up that left wing side. In on the attack side. Moves in with a shot saved by Gorsuch. Rebound saved again by Gorsuch, and it gets knocked back out in front as Bonner now gets to it and moves up ice on a 3-on-3 for the Storm. Here's Bonner moving ahead, passing it off now to Middleton. Middleton just shovels it off into the right corners. It rolls in along the end boards there. Kevin Liss now with it, gives off to Ambrosia, and Ambrosia's clearing attempt there off the left wing side gets intercepted there by the Storm. Here's the puck now, back in along the slot area. Bonner with a shot, comes back to Middleton. He gets a piece of it, but gets hooked up in the slot. There was Janssen, and there's going to be a penalty here against Youngstown again. Here's a chance. Peterson in front, trying to feed it off to Middleton on the delayed penalty. Here's the play. Continues along the end boards. Finally touched here by Youngstown. And with 2:47 left here in period number one, at the 17:13 mark, there will be yet another Youngstown penalty. And this will put the Storm on a power play here as Ambrosia is going to go off for cross-checking. That is the third cross-check here alone against the Phantoms in the period. So the Storm will get a nice opportunity here with their fifth two-minute minor of the night and fifth power play for the Storm as the cross-checking penalty coming up here against Mike Ambrosia, the captain for the Youngstown Phantoms. Again, 1-1 is our score. Nick Lappin, his seventh of the season, 5:52 in on a 5-on-3 power play goal for the Storm. And then at 14:38, it was Pat Conte getting his third goal of the season on a backhander, getting good speed through that neutral zone to get that goal. It is a 1-1 score. The Storm, though, a chance here to regain the lead on their fifth power play of the night. This has become a power play practice in period one for the Storm. And, you know, the Storm talked about it. Taking advantage of their power plays is a key to their goal-scoring success. And while the Storm certainly will have that opportunity here in this period, you got to think they want to score here to improve the percentage from what would be 20% if they don't score to 40% if they do score on this fifth man advantage in the first period alone. We talked about it, though. Storm this season, when they score that first goal, by the way, they are 3-1-0. And you look at the Youngstown Phantoms when allowing that first goal, just 1-1-0. So the Storm have already scored that first goal, but have to regain the lead here. Storm win the faceoff. Here's Peterson, a shot. That one gets through nearly off towards Lappin at the side of the net, but he could not quite get that bouncing puck, as it's taken here now by the Phantoms and cleared all the way down the ice back inside the Tri-City zone. Gorsuch will just leave it there for Peterson. Peterson looks to escape back the other side of the net and looks up that left wing side, passing on now to Sins. Sins will play it ahead. Good chance here for Kenny Brooks. He walks in, shot, misses the net wide to the right. Kenny Brooks was all alone and had a chance. And a good speed there by Brooks to get it out. Here's a chance now. Sins in front. A shot comes bouncing off to the side. And it'll go down in the left corner as the Storm try to get to it here. It's Nick Lappin. Cross ice. Puck gets bounced away here. Good job by Kenny Brooks to keep it in. Passing off to Lappin there. Storm will now work it back to the high point. Here's a shot coming in. Rebound in front. Opportunity. Nick Lappin shot right into the goalie to Romeo, who makes the easy save. As it will be Romeo holding on to it with a minute 59 left here in this first period. A minute 12 now left on the Storm power play, looking to try to take back the lead as the game is tied here at 1-1. Puck taken here as the faceoff comes up. One here by the Phantoms and knocked out of the zone as it's played all the way back down the ice, and the Storm will try to get to it here along the end boards. It is Bergen now with it as he goes along those end boards. Now looks to play out front, passing over the left wing side, giving on to Soren Johnson. The puck will go back the other direction, though, into the Storm zone. Bergen back to get to it there. And a good job there by Bergen as he looks up that right wing side, passing on to Nykop. Nykop looks around, getting pressured there, though, with just 41 seconds left on the Storm power play, their fifth of the night. It is Nykop trying to play it ahead there for Bonner, but intercepted by Collins. And Collins will just backhand it all the way down the ice, back inside the Storm zone, under a half minute remaining here on the Storm power play. Minute 15 to go in the first period. It is a 1-1 hockey game here at the VRO Event Center tonight. Romeo tries to play it away from behind his net, just gets a lucky break there off the end glass as it goes all the way back out to the Storm zone. And the Storm regrouping now here, but here's a chance on a breakup there, but it is Nick Lappin playing it off now safely onto Durante's stick. 8 seconds left on the power play for the Storm. Here's Durante's trying to feed it off to Lappin. Puck gets bounced around, looking back over to the right point. Ambergy couldn't quite get to it, and the Youngstown Phantoms successful killing this power play here as the Storm just 1-for-5 now on the man advantage in the first period alone. There's the puck now, brought ahead. Durante's has it. Backhands the puck up into the Youngstown zone as it goes back behind the Phantom net. It is taken here by Kevin Liss, fired out to center, taken back there, though, by Lidas, as with a half minute remaining in this first period, just flips it into the Youngstown end. Phantoms with it. And with it, there is Sweetman. Eric Sweetman, a former DC Capital, as he plays it, trying to make the play over there to Kevin Liss, but the Phantoms now with it as Liss sends a diagonal pass up to the neutral zone. It's Norris just firing it up in deep in the Tri-City end. McArdle off his own end boards, trying to feed it there. It's Trevor Moore helping out Tyler Ambergy, keeping Norris away from the puck, but the puck gets pushed back to the left point. Shot in from there, and the buzzer will sound as the puck goes wide. And after 20 minutes of action, it's a 1-1 hockey game, and now a penalty coming up right at the end of the period, as Ambergy not happy, as it will be against the Storm. And Andrew Wilk is going to call a roughing here against the Storm at the 20-minute mark of the first period. This will give Youngstown a power play to start period number two. It'll be their second of the game, and not sure if it's on Tyler Ambergy or if it's on another member of the Storm. Ambergy contested the call right away, so it would appear it'd be on him. And it looks like it will be.
Period. The penalty against number 25, Tyler Ambergy, 2 minutes for roughing.
So there you go. Tyler Ambergy indeed gets the penalty for roughing. That'll send him to the box to start period number two as the Storm and the Phantoms go to the intermission. Tied at one coming up on the Central Hydraulic. First intermission report, we'll talk about it on the Stather Implement period recap. Then we'll talk to Tim Lappin, the cousin of one Nick Lappin, who scored the Storm's only goal in that period. We'll talk to him coming up in Thoughts after one on the Central Hydraulic First Image Report next. This is the Storm Radio Network right here on the Breeze 94.5 FM, KLIQ, Hastings.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
This is the sound of a Yellow Book print ad working for Rincon Vista Veterinary Center.
Drop it.
And Yellow Book search engine marketing working for their business.
Next.
And a yellowbook.com online video ad running smoothly. The thing is, with Yellow Book's full spectrum of marketing tools, small businesses like Rincon Vista Veterinary Center can hear the sound of success. Yellow Book 360. Go beyond yellow. Call 1-800-YB-YELLOW or visit yellowbook360.com today.
The Tri-City Storm, giving away free souvenir pucks Friday, November 4th, as the Storm face the Omaha Lancers. The rivalry begins again. To commemorate this in-state rivalry, the Storm will give away specialty pucks to the first 1,000 fans. Plus, don't miss another Rockin' Runza post-game skate. It's the Storm versus Omaha. And the number one party in town, featuring a rivalry puck giveaway and a free post-game skate. Tri-City Storm, Omaha Lancers, Friday, November 4th. Visit stormhockey.com for more. Presented by Viero.
I just downloaded an app for my phone. Let's see if this works. Phone, find me a burger and a Coke.
I'm busy right now.
What? I guess I'll call a human.
Like your mom.
Whoa, listen. If I'm gonna have a burger, I have to have a Coke.
Talk to the hand.
No one says that anymore.
I've got a lot of drama going on.
All right, well, why don't we go together?
Four blocks for a burger and a Coke.
Thanks, phone.
Coca-Cola. Open happiness.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Central Hydraulic can also supply you with great products like Adrian Steel Toolboxes, Ladder Racks, Pronghorn Utility Bodies, Flatbeds, Tommy Gate Lifts, and Bosch Snow Plows. Central Hydraulic also has a large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney. Call 308-237-2625 or check them out on the internet at centralhydrauliconline.com.
You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
It's now time for the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report.
On the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Once again, here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Barry.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the internet at centralhydrauliconline.com. As a lucky fan about to shoot to attempt to win a car from Midway Auto Group, coming up a little bit later, the Midway Auto Group scoreboard update, as they get, looks like, two cracks at it, possibly, as they fired up off the boards. This one's not even going to come close in the first attempt. Kind of interesting here, a chance to win a car in a unique way. You have to bounce it off the boards and into the goal from goal line to goal line, but didn't get that one there. And so another fan is going to attempt it, same fan. We'll see if this actually happens. This is kind of one of those unique opportunities. Hits off the board. That one's not going to come close. And so a nice attempt there, but no winner here on the shoot for a car, courtesy of Midway Auto Group. All right, we'll get to the Stadler Implement period recap as we go all the way 5:52 into the first period. It was Nick Lappin, his seventh goal of the season, scores his second power play goal of the season, a 5-on-3 power play goal there for the Storm from Klapik and Peterson. That gives the Storm a 1-0 lead early into period one. But at 14:38, after Pat Conte's penalty would come to an end, he would come out of the box, and exactly what would be 14 seconds after his penalty expired, he would go ahead and score his third goal of the season from Richard Zainel. That goal, even strength, Youngstown tying it up. It is 1-1 after one. Shots on goal favoring the Storm 17-11. As Sean Romeo for the Phantoms, 16 saves on 17 shots. It's Trevor Gorsuch, 10 saves on 11 shots. Faceoffs in the hockey game, 9 faceoff wins for both sides here, as it was the Storm starting off with a little bit of an advantage early on, but Youngstown getting a few of those draws late in the period. And currently, faceoffs knotted up at 9 apiece. Stormer 1 for 5 on the power play. Youngstown 0 for 1, but getting their second opportunity on the power play to begin period number 2. There you go. There's tonight's Stadler Implement period recap. Stadler Implement, making farming easier in the state of Nebraska with a great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. And now we move into thoughts after 1. And tonight, joined by left wing center Tim Laffin from the Tri-City Storm, who enters his first full season in the United States Hockey League after playing, well, what would be one game last year, I believe, for the Storm. And it was, and served a two-minute minor, actually, believe it or not, so got 2 minutes to his name in penalties. And pleasure to be joined here by Nick Laffin, who is, of course, the cousin, or rather, Tim Laffin, the cousin of Nick Laffin. See, you know, I was trying to spit it out.
Yeah, that's right.
But, you know, it's what happens when you're caffeine-deprived and you wait to the last second to try to get loaded up on the caffeine.
Oh, I know what that is.
Hence the mellow yellow right in front of me. Tim, you know, you look at the season here. Let's start, first of all, kind of talk about a little bit about who you are. You're a guy that played, well, midget minor hockey when the Storm drafted you.
Yes.
Of course, played U-16s for the Chicago Mission. 9 goals, 17 assists, and 36 games in Tier 1, you know, midget minor hockey that year. And then you get drafted by the Storm in the second round. Let's go back to that point, because a lot of people may not know what that, you know, did for you, but you didn't make the team right away.
No, I didn't.
You had to find a way to fight, literally fight, to get on the roster here this season. Talk about what you did over the year to get ready to try to make the Storm team here from June to June of this last year, making at a main camp.
Well, talking to so many of my friends and, like, obviously Nick Laffin, who played, I knew how hard this league was going to be, so all I did really was set my mind to it. I worked very hard. You know, I kind of knew I had to try to fight. I did that a couple of times. It's just basically all it is, it comes down to is hard work almost every single day, just in the gym, just shooting pucks, stick handling, and, you know, obviously it helped and worked out for me.
Did you feel confident that you would make the team out of this last year's main camp? Did you feel like you put it together a good enough main camp early on that you thought, you know what, I'm going to make this team this year?
Yeah, I felt very confident. I know, I mean, after playing a couple of games in the camp, I kind of knew I had a very good shot, and I was pretty confident I was going to make the team.
Again, Tim Laffin, my guest here on Thoughts After One. He is the cousin of Nick Laffin. And then, of course, he didn't make the Storm until this season, but last season played for Chicago Mission's U18 team, midget major hockey, scored 8 goals, 12 assists. You're not a big point guy necessarily, but you're considered more of a power forward. And, you know, because of that, you embrace your role. You make the U.S. select team, the U18 select team that ended up competing here this last year overseas in the Hyvinalenka. What kind of honor was that for you?
It was honestly pulling the USA sweater over you. There's not really much words to describe that. Like, it was awesome. It was just a great feeling. It was so fun.
And when you look back at that, playing overseas, the experience of that, what do you think that does for you this year?
I just know, like, I just, you know, put my mind to something, and I, you know, played very hard. I knew coming into this, like, coming after Hyvinalenka, I knew I'd be ready to play in the USHL a little bit more, having that experience playing in, like, a international tournament.
And again, you know, doing so, it certainly was exciting to see. And, of course, Trevor Moore also had that opportunity. Do you and Trevor Moore have a little beef? You know, of course, the U-17s had a little bit better success on their home turf here. Does Trevor ever talk about that?
You know, we actually don't give each other beef about it, but we kind of always, like, make fun of each other and just kind of joke around. And
yeah.
So.
How are you getting along with some of the young guys on this team? Because you're one of many guys that are young, that are new to this level and coming out of, you know, midget hockey, and you're one of just 5 high schoolers on this team. How has that been for you?
Honestly, I love the kids on my team. Like, Trevor Moore, Josh McCarl, Drew, they're probably the closest kids on the team to me. We ride together to school every day, so I have a very good relationship with them. I enjoy it a lot.
Again, he's Tim Laffin here, the left wing rookie for the Tri-City Storm. Not in the lineup here tonight, but looking at it, you've had a few games now, 4 games total in your career, 3 this season, 1 last year, and getting a chance to be called up. I want to ask you, when you look at what you've been learning about the game so far in this level, What's one thing that you notice right off the bat that's a bit of a challenge in the adjustments? I mean, outside of speed and the competitiveness and the size, what's one thing that for you has been a little bit more challenging than maybe what you thought it was going to be coming into the year?
I knew how fast, like you said, it was going to be. It's just like the decision making and the quickness about when to make a pass, when to shoot, when to go around someone. It's just like such a split second now, and it just, you got to adjust so fast to it.
Absolutely. I do want to talk about this because this is a little bit interesting. Your cousin Nick, of course, he's off to a good start. You guys are roommates here in Kearney, and you live together. Does it feel like it's almost more of a brotherly relationship than a cousin relationship?
Yeah, I definitely would say it's a brotherly relationship.
Is he hard on you? I mean, is he like a big brother in some ways? Because it seems like that at times.
Yeah, he actually, I wouldn't say he's like hard on me, but, you know, it's that kind of older brother sometimes giving me a little crap here and there. But, yeah. Like, you know, he's not mean about it. You know, we joke around, but it's definitely awesome being with him. It's like he definitely is like an older brother to me.
And certainly, I would say a pretty beneficial thing for you being the fact that you are with a leader on the team. Trevor Moore's with Kenny Brooks, has a chance to kind of get to know what this level's all about. You're with the other co-captain. Does it feel like you're learning some things that are very important to be successful on the ice?
Yeah, I feel very blessed that I'm close with Kenny Brooks, also with Trevor and Nick. Like, being friends and being always with Kenny and Nick, it definitely helps me a lot to know what I need to do, what I'm going to expect, what like I should work on. So it really helps a lot.
All right, let's get your thoughts about Nick. He is your cousin, and so obviously you're a fan of him. And, of course, he's your teammate, too, so he makes it easier.
Yeah.
But he's off to a hot start. 7 goals, 2 assists in the first 7 games, and we're not even done with this one just yet. He's off to a very good start.
I would say that.
Did you expect that from him? I mean, knowing him the way he worked in the summer, you knew he put in a good summer. As you worked out with him a lot in Chicago, I guess, did you expect that from him?
To be honest, I did expect that from him. You know, he always was saying how he's going to come into the season and just perform, and I know how good he ended last season. And so I didn't expect anything less from him. I think he's doing exactly what he should be doing right now. He's putting up points and scoring. It's great.
Again, he is the cousin of Nick Lapp and the co-captain for the Storm. Already has a goal here tonight on a power play goal. The Storm are in a 1-1 hockey game with Youngstown. It is Tim Lappin, the cousin of Nick. My guest here on Thoughts After One, our first opportunity to catch up with you on the radio. Appreciate your time, Tim. Best of luck with everything here as you continue to work on getting in and out of the lineup and, more importantly, helping out this team in all aspects. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Skip.
There you go. Tim Lappin, and we'll take a quick break. Come back. The Midway Auto Group scoreboard next, right here on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, Hastings.
We all make bad choices in life. Eating Aunt Betty's latest meatloaf recipe, jumping a new bike over a flimsy plywood ramp, or picking up a hitchhiker in a bright orange jumpsuit. We can't help you with a lot of bad decisions, but Vero Wireless can help you make the smart choice in smartphones. Right now, buy one BlackBerry Curve or Motorola XT720 Android smartphone and get another of the same model free. But supplies are limited, so hitch a ride to Vero Wireless, where the smart choice is your choice. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Teamwork is important in the success of any athlete. This is why New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is Central Nebraska's premier clinic for sports-related injuries and rehabilitation. All of New West physicians are fellowship-trained to ensure the highest quality of medical care. New West is proud to serve the UNK Athletic Program and the Tri-City Storm with their brand-new, state-of-the-art facility located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West, for the athlete in all of us.
You'd like Paul, really nice guy with 2 kids and a lovely wife named Kim. Things have been going great for him until Monday afternoon. That's when Paul's boss told him that due to restructuring, his job had been eliminated. Bad things happen to good people. But fortunately, that doesn't mean you have to settle for unreliable transportation. Charge-offs, credit card debt, repossessions, collections, bankruptcy, or foreclosure. If you think you can't buy quality transportation, think again. Go to thinkapproved.com. That's THINK, thinkapproved.com.
You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
This is the Midway Auto Group out-of-town scoreboard update.
On the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Barry.
Taking a look at some scores around the United States Hockey League here this evening. Indiana hosting Waterloo, and it's in the third period already, halfway through the third. It's Indiana leading Waterloo 2-0. After one in Sioux City, the Musketeers are losing on home ice to Dubuque, 1-0 the score there. It is Sioux Falls losing on the road at Omaha, 1-0. Cedar Rapids, they have a 2-0 lead over the Lincoln Stars, while Chicago and Team USA in the first period, halfway through the first, it's still scoreless between Chicago and the under-17 national team. 1-0 Green Bay over Fargo, 12:40 to go in the first period. It is 1-1 going to the second period with Youngstown on a power play. As we begin the TCBY second period next, right here on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, Hastings.
Do you want to get ripped?
The number one nutrition store for sports nutrition is Complete Nutrition. If you're looking to build complete muscle or burn fat, we carry the strongest, most effective products in the industry. Stop by and pick up one of our five new hardcore muscle building products. Our customers are consistently putting on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle and dramatically increasing their strength. These products are the real deal, so get them while you can.
Get them at Complete Nutrition.
No gimmicks, just quality products that deliver results. Be the next guy to pack on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle. For a limited time only, stop by Complete Nutrition today and find out how to get the pre-workout Jack 3D absolutely free. Absolutely free. That's right. Get your favorite pre-workout, including the popular Jack 3D, absolutely free. Complete Nutrition. Look better. Look better. Feel better. Feel better. Perform better.
Complete Nutrition is located north of 39th Street on 2nd Avenue in Kearney and one block south of Conestoga Mall on Allen Drive in Grand Island. Look better. Feel better. Perform better. Complete Nutrition of Kearney and Grand Island.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything. But there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. Bud Light. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
What makes TCBY the country's best yogurt? TCBY is great-tasting, real dairy-frozen yogurt that's low in fat and cholesterol. Compared to ice cream, it's so much lower in calories. TCBY is also packed with the good stuff. We're talking calcium, protein, vitamins A and D. And just like any dairy yogurt, TCBY contains live active cultures, which may improve digestion and boost your immune system. TCBY, the country's best yogurt.
You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
It's now time for the TCBY second period of play.
On the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Barry.
To the TCBY second period of play we go. Welcome back, everybody. Skip Barry indeed as we get set here for period number two at the Youngstown Phantoms to start on the power play as they begin period number two. Since 1981, they've been combining what tastes so good with what is so good for you. You wouldn't call this impossible. No, you'd call it TCBY, the country's best yogurt. And tonight, the Storm looking to try to find a way here in the second period to regain the lead after having it in period number one and trying to do so here. But starting off things shorthanded as they begin period number two as the Phantoms get their second power play of the game. By the way, when the Storm are tied going into the second period. Storm this season, a perfect 2-0-0. The Phantoms just 1-1-0 at this juncture when tied through the first 20 minutes of action. Tonight's TCBY player of the period is Davey Middleton. If Davey Middleton scores here tonight, he'll make a lot of fans happy. And also, if you know who the TCBY player of the period is, again, it's Davey Middleton. You'll be asked a little bit later on the Tri-City Storm Facebook and a chance to win a gift card to TCBY, the country's best yogurt. That's coming up here in just a few, as we'll ask you again that. All right, the puck now into the Tri-City zone off the faceoff here as the puck will go off into the right corner. It'll be brought back to the blue line or is taken here and sent cross ice. It's Belanger now. Cross ice, pass off into the right circle, a shot to the net. That one gets blocked away there by J.D. Peters, and he takes it there and drives it around the boards as it's sent around the boards but not out. Puck stays in for now as it goes down to the left corner. Back onto Ambrosia. Mike Ambrosia plays it back around the boards to the outside right circle. It is Cangelosi with it, plays it on down in the right circle. Here's Ambrosia with it, tipped away from him. Puck is loose, and trying to get to it is Brian Sins, but he's way out on the play. Now it's brought back here as Cangelosi has it. Cangelosi, nice little move there, passing off now to Ambrosia. Ambrosia, cross ice pass to Belanger. That he could not handle the hot pass and has to regroup, passing back to the point, giving to Bradley. But now Ambrosia gets it here again. The captain here for the Phantoms now stirs his way over to the left circle. A shot to the net blocker. Save made by Gorsuch as Gorsuch making that one there. And now the puck stays in along the end boards. Passed off in front. Opportunity tipped away there by the Storm. But the Storm do not clear as Bradley keeps it in. Just 50 seconds left here on the power play for the Phantoms as Tyler Ambergy is in the box for the roughing call there at the 20-minute mark in the first period. Now it's Ambrosia with it in the left circle. Pressure there coming there by Brian Sins. He knocks over Ambrosia. Storm get it back to center. Try to get a quick line change in here. It is Cangelosi getting a pass now. Tries to pass it back. Taken away there by Lappin as he's able to just try to move it back to the blue line, but the puck stays in on the attack. Here's now an opportunity. Belanger on a wraparound attempt. Passing off into the front side of the net. That one intercepted by Brooks, but he could not get it out. Just 19 seconds left here on this Phantom power play. Their second of the game. 0-for-1 here on their second. It's Peterson. Could not quite get it. Stolen away. Here's a chance out front. Shot scores. Out in front, it looks to be Stephen Collins make that Dylan Marganeri. And it's Marganeri getting the goal as the puck came out in front. And the Phantoms will score their second power play goal of the season now, 2-for-23, as the puck came from that front side of the net. And showing it there is Gorsuch trying to make that save as. With 18:10 left here in the second period, the Phantoms have taken a 2-1 lead. And we'll get the announcement here in just a second.
Youngstown power play goals at the 1:50 mark of the second period. The goal scored by number 19, Dylan Marganeri. The assist goes to number 7, Sam Ennis.
So Sam Ennis gets the assist on that goal for now. It's a power play goal here for the Phantoms here in the second period. And they take a 2-1 advantage here. And now 1-for-2 here on the power play. So both teams getting quite a bit of power play time as they begin this hockey game. And for Dylan Marganeri, who came into the game with no points on the season, gets his first one. And it happens to be a power play goal here as the Storm go back in the Phantom zone. And it's Sam Ennis trying to play it out. Could not just yet as the puck is taken here. Now moved along the end boards as it's moved off ahead here. And darting ahead is Zanell. Passing off to Ennis. Ennis looking for Conti. Just fires a shot right to the Storm net. That one gets taken back the other way. And the Storm have it. It's Vecchione trying to play it up there towards Nykop. But knocked in deep into the Youngstown zone. The Storm will get a quick change here with 17:25 to go in the TCBY second period of play. It's Zanell. Backhand shot right in on goal. Saved there by Gorsuch. Rebound knocked away off to the front side. As Durantes is interfered there by Pat Conti, no penalty on the play there by Andrew Wilk, who's already called a total of 7 minor penalties tonight between the two clubs as we're early here in the second period. Puck goes off into the right corner, knocked away there. It's Sweetman playing along the end boards as it's moved around. Out in front, here's a chance from the top right circle. Durante's trying to get to it. Sweetman, though, intercepts, and now it goes back the other way. Here's Sweetman now down across the attack blue line. His shot wide of the Storm net, off on the end boards there, and the Storm will try to get the puck back in their defensive zone. And in doing so, it's Trevor Moore who just knocks it ahead, feeding it to Durantes. Durantes, a long shot in there from just outside the blue line, releasing it on the inside of that blue line, but the puck went wide of the Phantom net. Here's now the Storm back the other way. Here's a chance. Janssen with another shot. That's his 6th of the night as he had 5 in that first period alone. And Janssen tonight looking at breaking his career high in shots, which he set this year with 9 earlier this season. Here's Ambergy playing it ahead. Janssen, nice tip pass ahead. It's going to be Middleton darting ahead, trying to get to the puck off in that right corner. Can't quite do so as it comes back to Ambergy. Ambergy plays it on down low to Middleton. Middleton will try to get to it there as it's Janssen knocking there Stenglein, but Stenglein keeps his balance and able to make the pass up ahead. Gives it off to Brent Norris. Norris rubbed into the boards there by Bergen as Bergen's stick is being held here by Norris. Play will continue on as it goes back over to that left wing side for the Storm, and the Storm finally backhanded out to center ice. sent up ahead here. Here's a chance. It's Bonner moving in. Bonner looks around. His shot. That one's blocked there as it comes to the bottom right circle. Back in front. Here's now Soren Janssen spinning around. Has control of it. His shot gets tipped away there. And the Phantoms knock it back out to the neutral zone. Here's now Nick Lappin with it. Lappin will retreat all the way back into his own zone. Lost the puck, but is able to regain control of it, giving off to McArdle. And McArdle will just knock it up that right wing side, giving now to Thomas Nykop, who just sends it up off the end, or excuse me, make up the left wing glass there, and somehow knocked off the linesman and held it on the play. Here's now a chance. Moving in there with Stenglein, and he lost his stick there as he got it snapped in half on a quick wrist shot. Back the other way comes Nick Lappin. His shot comes up off the end boards. Now onto Kenny Brooks' stick, packing along the end boards again. It goes over to the outside right circle. It's Nick Lappin trying to fish for it there. Brooks in to support it there as well. The puck will get taken here. Knocked back out to center ice. And down the ice it goes, as it will be icing here against Youngstown with 14:54 to go here in the TCBY second period of play. And so we'll get the faceoff coming up in the right circle in the Phantom zone to the glove side of that of Romeo. It'll be Shearhorn to take the draw as we try to get an update here on the other scores in prep football. And right now it is 28-14, Kearney High School with the lead. Or no, it's Papillion La Vista with the lead as Luke McNitt got a 38-yard touchdown on a scrambling play. So it is, excuse me, the other way around. There's a chance off in front. Storm get the chance, and it's Vecchione off the draw. Puts it in on goal. Romeo makes the save. So again, Kearney High losing right now by two touchdowns to Papillion La Vista, or La Vista Papillion. Don't even know if I'm saying it right. La Vista Papillion or Papillion La Vista? There you go. Papillion La Vista. See? Shows you what I know about the prep sports here in Central Nebraska. Of course, that's out by Omaha, I'm sure. So there's a chance, though, for the Storm trying to get the game knotted back up, and out in front there was Shearhorn, tipped out of play, though, with 14:43 to go here in the TCBY second period of play. 2-1 Youngstown. The Storm out shooting Youngstown, though, 19-14. But here in the period, Youngstown with the slight advantage, 3-2 over the Storm. Storm win another draw going forward there as it goes in along the end boards here, around the boards it goes, all the way back to the right point. Here's Peterson, his shot. That one's knocked down and blocked in front there by the Phantoms, who play it out to center ice, and with it now, it's Ambrosia. Ambrosia trying to feed it there to Cangelosi. Cangelosi darts into the Tri-City zone as a delayed offsides coming here. They finally just make the call here as the Phantoms didn't hear the whistle, and neither did anybody else in the stands, and they'll move the faceoff all the way back to the Youngstown zone with 14:28 to go in the second period. And excuse me, they're going to call this one as an icing, by the way. Either way, long pass ahead, and the Storm will now get another left circle draw coming here as Nick Lappin in on the faceoff. And Tyler Ambergy way up on the play here. He's actually switching spots here with Kenny Brooks. Here's the puck now taken here. It is Desmond Bergen playing it along the end boards here. Nykop looking to give off to Brooks. Brooks looks around. His shot from a tough angle. That one then taken away there as it's blocked out in front. As the puck goes back to the point. Here's Ambergy. A slap shot to the net. Blocker save made there by the netminder Romeo. Here's the puck on back now to left point. Bergen giving down low. Off now to Nick Lappin. Lappin spinning around. Has it down in the right corner. Now plays it up off now to the outside right circle where Nykop has it. Looking back now to the point. Gets it back. Here's a shot. That one's blocked. Played up off now from that right corner as it's knocked around here. And it's played here by Cangelosi back to center ice, sending it across ice, and now it is Youngstown with some speed, moving in with a shot on net. It is Gorsuch making the save as Belanger gets the shot there, and immediate timeout taken here in the TCBY second period of play as Ambergy and Ambrosia now go at it a little bit. They'll get separated, and still Ambergy barking at them, and the captain for the Youngstown Phantoms wisely backing away here. Ambrosia is just 5'10", 170 pounds, Ambergy, 6'2", 215 pounds, and I think in a scrap that certainly favors the Storm defenseman, Tyler Ambergy. But here at the media timeout, the Storm down 2-1 as the Phantom scored on the power play. They're saying right now Dylan Marganeri from that of Sam Annis, and then also Richard Zanell with his second assist of the game and his second of the season, as that is what they have right now. So, again, It is the Storm down 2-1 on a power play goal, minute 50 into period number two. Since 1981, they've been combining what tastes so good with what is so good for you. You wouldn't call this impossible. You'd call it TCBY, the country's best yogurt. And here, in the second period, the Storm trying to find a way right now out of this media timeout to try to get back in on that forecheck as the assistant coach, Josh Haugie, talking to the forwards and trying to get the troops rallied here and trying to get this opportunity on a breakout from their own zone with a faceoff coming up to the stick side of Trevor Gorsuch, who tonight has faced a total of 15 shots and has made 13 saves so far. So it'll be that of Zanell to take the draw against Heikki Liedis. Puck taken here. It'll be moved away as it will be that of Sam Annis down low. Pat Conte. Conte looks around, looking back to the point, feeds it on back to Bradley. Bradley keeps it in, knocking it back down to the left corner and battling for the puck there. It would be Zanell. And Zanell getting run into there by McCardles. He's upended there. Play continues on as is Pat Conte giving it off once again to Zanell. Here's the puck on back to the blue line. It is Bradley with it up from that right point. List will keep it in. Along the end boards it goes, packing around the boards. The Storm look to try to get it out. And finally, Durantes gets some help as it is fished away there by Heikki Liedis. Liedis just runs on over Kevin List. And the play continues on as List gets tripped up on the play. No penalty called. And List and Liedis give each other a little bit of a shove right after the match. And now it's List again from center ice who gets it there as the Storm try to break out. But List just dumps it right back into the Tri-City zone. 12:45 to go here in this second period. 2-1 Youngstown. Here's Bergen, a pass ahead, tipped into the zone here by Trevor Moore as it goes back in behind the Youngstown net. It is Kevin List sending it around the boards up that right wing side, and it is played back out to the neutral zone where it is Janssen who has it. Soren Janssen, again, 6 shots on goal already here this evening. His career high is 9. He did that this season. As the Storm now, turnover here, turnover by Peterson as is Marganeri playing cross ice but intercepted there, and now it's Janssen with it and plays it up to center ice. Now knocked ahead as Middleton tries to get to it there, but knocked back. Sweetman now has it up along that left wing side as Peterson knocking Gasek on down to the ice, and now it'll be played ahead here by Bonner as it is Middleton in the zone, lost the puck, and it'll go sliding back down the ice into the Storm zone, and back to retrieve it there is John Hrabowski. Hrabowski taking a check there. He'll play it now, though, up along that left wing side, held in at the moment by the Phantoms and along that blue line. And Klapik now gets it out to center ice, giving off to Soren Janssen. Janssen coming in, rips a shot to the net. That one misses wide to the left. In up off the end board. Storm get it back. Here's Janssen. Janssen fishing it off, giving to Klapik. Klapik, he moves in, looks around, puts a spinorama shot to the net. That one, though, gets blocked away easily by the Phantoms, and they knock it back the other way down the ice as they try to move it through the neutral zone. Sweetman plays it up into the Storm zone, controlled there by Ambergy. Played ahead there up the left wing side to Shearhorn, and Shearhorn will just take it and play it into the Youngstown zone. Good job by Vecchione as he takes the puck away, but slashed his way to get possession of it, and that's going to put Vecchione in the box, and the Storm will be shorthanded for the third time tonight. So Michael Vecchione to the box, 2 minutes here for slashing. Time of this penalty, 8 minutes and 51 seconds in to period number two, and so the Storm here for the third time tonight going to be shorthanded. The Phantoms are 1-for-2 on the power play after scoring here early in this first period. And we'll get a faceoff coming up here as it is Belanger that was able to get a hold of this faceoff win here by Youngstown. Played now back the other way, and here's now Kenny Brooks shorthanded. Kenny Brooks will just take it ahead of the red line, just play it up in deep into the Youngstown zone. The only man with a shorthanded goal this season for the Storm, it's Nick Lappin, who gets to the puck there. Plays it back to Brooks. Brooks will just play it back into that right corner and allow for a change here for the Storm, who have another minute 35 to kill here on this penalty to Michael Vecchione. Here's Ambrosia with the puck, gives it back, though, inadvertently to Dylan Marganeri, who has the power play goal here in the second for the Phantoms, as they work it up into the Storm zone, and it is Ambergy trying to get it out. Ambergy slamming Marganeri into the boards, checking him up against the glass, and that draws a praise from the fans and a penalty of coming here against the Storm. And what is this one going to be for? He sent Ambrosia right up against the boards face-to-face, and they're going to call an elbowing call against Tyler Ambergy. And now I will tell you this. I would like to see a replay of that because that did not look like a vicious check at all. He went right into his opponent, and Tyler Ambergy not happy at all. And no replay here just yet on that check, but that was a heavy hit there by Tyler Ambergy. Looked like it was a clean check there against Ambrosia, but they're going to call it for elbowing here. Time of this penalty, putting the Youngstown Phantoms on a 5-on-3 power play, is at the 9-minute and 36-second mark of the period. Not sure if this is the right call, but a 5-on-3 here for the Phantoms. Belanger plays it on back to the high slot, giving to Bradley. Down low, Ambrosia now with it, gives it on back, a shot, scores! Ryan Belanger with the goal, and the Phantoms here with 10-11 left in this second period have taken the lead of 3-1 now, out in front by two goals as Ryan Belanger gets the goal. Ambrosia will get the assist on that goal, and we'll wait to see a replay here from what we can see as the Storm again down here by two goals and another power play goal scored here as it was Ambrosia setting it up there as well as Chris Bradley. And so it is with 10-11 to go in the second period. Time of the goal, 9 minutes and 49 seconds in. The Storm down here 3-1. So Storm have to regroup a little bit here.
Youngstown goal coming at the 9:49 mark of the second period. The goal scored by number 16, Ryan Belanger. The assist goes to number 14, Mike Ambrosia, and number 3, Chris Bradley.
So Bradley and Ambrosia get the assist on that goal. Again, 9:49 the time of the goal, and the Phantoms are still on a power play here. Their second power play goal scored of the night. Now, right now, 2-for-3 with this fourth one pending, and they have a minute 18 to work with it on probably a call that the Storm would like to see taken back there. Here's the puck now. Back to the right point. Back onto Gunn. In the high slot, his shot missed wide. Comes up off the end boards. Annis controls off to Norris. On back to Gunn. A slap shot scores. Michael Gunn with a cannon from the point. We talked about it with head coach Drew Schenick before the game. That's a guy you got to watch. And right there, rifles it into the back of the net. And it's 4-1 Phantoms. Time of this goal, 10 minutes and 34 seconds in. Michael Gunn with his first goal of the season. And getting it here as the play went on back. They show the other goal, excuse me, from the last play there. But either way, Michael Gunn scoring it there, and Gorsuch giving up his fourth goal of the night on just the 17th shot on goal. And still don't see the replay, and now we do, excuse me. And waiting for the announcement here once again. It is 4-1 Phantoms, and Michael Gunn unleashing that one from the high slot. And we got a fight run off the draw. It's Peterson going right after a man. It's going to be Pat Conte. Peterson gets a couple shots over the top. Now it's Peterson dropping him down with a big blow with the right hand. And I think he knocked him out on the ice. Conte taking that shot right in the nose. And Peterson will get this crowd back into the hockey game. And that's what you want to see from an alternate captain. And J.D. Peterson knocks him out on the play. And they wait for Peterson to get escorted to the box. But right off the draw, Peterson wasted no time, and Pat Conte looks a little dazed on the ice. A big right fist there from J.D. Peterson has knocked out Pat Conte, who still has not gotten up, and we hope Conte's okay on the play, as it looked like he took a vicious hit there by J.D. Peterson, who might have just gotten this crowd back in the hockey game and might have shifted momentum here for the Storm, and exactly what the Storm needed. Time of the fight, 10 minutes and 34 seconds in after the goal was scored. And definitely a knockout there by the Storm defenseman J.D. Peterson on Pat Conte. And that's going to be a fight on the highlight reel. And boy, I'll tell you right now, they're showing Conte on the Jumbotron, and he looks damaged on the play as they announce the fight here.
5-minute fighting major assessed to the Youngstown Phantoms, number 71, Pat Conte. 5-minute fighting major assessed to number 26 of the Tri-City Storm, J.D. Peterson.
So that'll get the crowd back in the hockey game here as J.D. Peterson knocking out Pat Conte. He's going to go off for repairs, and we hope Conte's all right on the play, but a big hit there, and you can tell J.D. Peterson's a seasoned fighter, and they're now kicking him out of the hockey game. For exactly what, I don't know, but now Craig Brandenburger, they show the play, and boy, that's a big hit there by Peterson. Wrestled him off, and Now they're kicking Peterson out of the game. Not exactly sure why. You can't kick a guy out of the hockey game for knocking the opponent out. That's a standard fight. That's unbelievable if that's the case. So, either way, interesting call, and we're trying to figure out if that's exactly the call. And no assessment just yet. Phantoms tonight again right now. 3-for-4 on the power play, by the way, on that Michael Gunn power play goal. Looking like Belanger got the assist on that goal, waiting for the official announcement here, but 9:26 to go here in the second period, and they got to shovel off the blood on the ice right now. And the Storm here in this second period, down by 3 goals. 4-1 is the score. Shots on goal favoring the Storm, 21-17, but it's been all Youngstown so far here in the second period until that point, until J.D. Peterson just knocked out Pat Conte of the hockey game. And not sure if they're assessing a 10-minute misconduct to J.D. Peterson, but not sure why they would. And if that is the case, this is something that I can honestly say is very discouraging about USA Hockey and the USHL, if that's the case. And this is not necessarily on Andrew Wilk. I'm sure he's just doing his job. But a standard fight, somebody's going to get injured at some point. You can't give a guy a 10-minute misconduct unless he was being overly aggressive in the fight at the end. He held up after he knocked out his opponent, and quite honestly, he was honorable in that scrap. But right now, waiting to see if they give a 10-minute as well, but J.D. Peterson might just be off for repairs too. We don't know if J.D. Peterson went off for just a 5-minute major and then going off to the locker room for repairs, but Andrew Wilk now talking with the off-ice officiating crew down in the sin bin area with 9:26 to go in the second period. Youngstown leads here 4-1. As the Storm giving up here 3 power play goals in the second period alone. This is the most power play goals the Storm have allowed this season. And of course, they allowed 2 to Sioux City last Saturday night. That was the most on the year. But now we're getting ready for the puck drop here out at center ice as they get the ice off, the blood off the ice there, and shoveled it off into the bucket. And they finally get play resumed here with 9:26 to go in the second period. Not sure if they added a 10-minute misconduct or what it was. So no idea if they did, and still looking over to see the scoring here if that is indeed the case. But no idea if they've added a 10-minute misconduct to the penalty to J.D. Peterson. Waiting to find out here because J.D. Peterson not in the sin bin anymore for his 5 minutes for fighting. Here's the puck up off the left wing side. Shot in here by Klapik into the Youngstown zone as the play will go back around the right wing boards, and it's Vecchione getting upended here as a shot by Klapik from a tough angle. The Youngstown Phantoms are now going to be penalized here, and now it's Kevin List going right after Klapik, and this is going to draw a little bit of emotion here. Klapik now is going to go right after a man, and Klapik's going to go right with the man, and that's Kevin List. They're going to get in a little bit of a scrap here. Listen, it is Klapik. Klapik has his gloves on still, trying to get his gloves off, and now this will just basically carry 2 guys to the box, and Klapik now being grabbed by his face mask there, and this is going to send this game, which is getting out of hand here tonight. So, Klapik will go off here, as well as Kevin List, and we'll have a penalty to that, as it looks like it could be a kneeing penalty. We'll see if they get 5 minutes for fighting to Kevin List and Adam Klapik, as List is just chirping the Prague, Czech Republic native Adam Klapik for not taking off his cage, as Adam Klapik, under 18 years old, so cannot wear a half shield. Kevin List, of course, the opposite of that. And we'll see what they assessed here on the entire penalty scrum here as we await the announcement, but it'll be the Storm that possibly will get a power play before all of that, as Vecchione was kneed there. And we'll see if that is called as well. But this game is getting out of hand, and for Andrew Wilk, he's got to get this game back in his control, because right now this could turn very ugly, as the Phantoms are the second most penalized team in the league, while the Storm are the what would be the fourth least penalized team in the league coming in tonight. But here at the 11-minute and 9-second mark of the period, or excuse me, 11-minute, 7-second mark of the period, we're seeing this game get out of control here. We're waiting to see if there's another minor up on the board here at the 11:07 mark of the period. Still waiting. And now Kevin List is going to be ejected, I believe, for the face mask grabbing there on Adam Klapik, and he will be. So all of this coming here, and no minor penalty called. Unbelievable. There's no minor penalty called on that play. Waiting to see if there is a two-minute minor, but the puck will be dropped off into the right circle. So waiting to see what happens. We're still waiting, and this has been unbelievable. It's now Anthony Noreen, the head coach of the Youngstown Phantoms, talking with Andrew Wilk as Kevin List is now out of the game. But, by the way, J.D. Peterson was not assessed a 10-minute misconduct, has a hand injury after that fight after knocking out Pat Conte. So there was just 5 minutes of fighting for both sides. So no 10-minute misconduct there. Assessed by the referee.
5 minute fighting majors coming at the 11:07 mark of the second period against the Youngstown Phantoms. A 5 minute fighting major against number 6 Kevin List. On the try, City Storm, 5 minutes for fighting on number 10 Adam Klapik. Also, a 10-minute game misconduct on number 6 of Youngstown, Kevin List.
Well, the original penalty is not even being called up there, which is amazing because he had his, Andrew Wilk, that is, had his hand up in the air before all of that even happened. And there is not, at the moment, a minor penalty. So I'm not sure what negated the minor penalty when it was that of Michael Vecchione getting kneed.
Hey, we're
so still, yeah, no assessment there. So no minor penalty with Andrew Wilk's hand up in the air. Before even that happens, he had a call being made, doesn't even make it, and now Andrew Wilk getting talked to there by Drew Schenick, and now we wait as the box opens up here, and now we might see another penalty here as Andrew Wilk goes back over to assess a penalty here, as there will be another minor. Okay, good, because I was about to say, both the Storm beat writer Seth Blank and I, Seth Blank will talk with on Inside the Booth coming up on the Central Hydraulic first intermission report. A second intermission report, excuse me, as we look down at the scores table. Going to be called here in a second, and not sure who's going into the box. Now they close the box, and now there's no penalty. Or they look for a guy, and they're going to have to fish a guy out of the box. So only four guys are out there at the moment and waiting to see who's going to go over, and it's going to be Sam Annis who's going to get the minor penalty here for the Phantoms. This will put the Storm on the power play here.
Was not a 10-minute game misconduct. Instead, a 5-minute face mask minor assessed to number 6, Adam List, serving the penalty. Number 7, Sam Annis.
Well, it's a 5-minute major, not a 5-minute minor, but a 5-minute major, which means the Storm are going to get a major power play opportunity here as Annis is going to have to serve it. And we're still waiting for the power play time to be put up on the board, but it's going to be a 5-minute major here for face masking along with that 10-minute. But it was a pretty obvious grab of the face mask as we saw it up here, and now they get the 5-minute major. So the Storm are going to have a 5-minute major power play here as their 6th power play here, and they can score as many times on this power play and convert. Storm will have to start trying to win the draw here. It goes back to the blue line. Ambergy keeps it in. Ambergy plays it down low, giving it off here to Nick Lappin. Storm come away with this puck and now try to figure out a way to crawl back into this hockey game. Ambergy, a shot, comes up off the end boards. Nick Lappin with it, plays it all the way back to the blue line. Ambergy with it, plays it on back. It sends, playing it down low to Moore. Back to Ambergy. A shot goes up in the air, bounces up into the slot, and it'll be Ambergy's backing up as the puck is deflected out to center ice. But Sins has it, gives it off now to Moore. Moore down across the attack line, giving back to Nick Lappin. Nick Lappin will go retrieve the puck outside that left circle as the puck is taken here. It's Kenny Brooks playing it on back to the blue line. Sins keeps it in, plays it off to Ambergy. A slap shot to the net. That one gets deflected out of play. And it will stay with the faceoff inside the Youngstown zone. 4:20 to go here on this major power play for the Storm. 8:13 to go here in this TCBY second period of play. By the way, on the goal by Michael Gunn, the assist went to Brent Norris and Sam Annis. Annis, by the way, right now serving the penalty for Kevin List on the 5-minute major for face masking. So that was not the initial minor that was going to be called there, though, against the Phantoms. They did not call the initial one, but the Storm will take it as they have a 5-minute major power play here to try to get back into this hockey game. On back to the point, Desmond Bergen with it. Bergen looking around, shifting his way in the high slot. Gives it off to Janssen. Janssen fakes a shot, gives back to Bergen. Bergen to Janssen. Janssen looks cross, now gives back to Bergen. Bergen plays it off to Vecchione, and Vecchione now looks around. It's Vecchione. Comes in with a shot, comes off to Janssen, could not get to the puck in time. And the Storm will try to keep it in here as a penalty upcoming here to the Phantoms. And the Storm are going to go on a 5-on-3 power play here as it will be a roughing call made. And it will be against Mike Ambrosia as Ambrosia is going to go off. And so this will basically take care of the 2-minute minor that the Storm did not get in a correlation with that penalty to Kevin Liss. So a roughing call here against Mike Ambrosia. And the Phantoms, I'll tell you right now, this is going to be a tough year if the Phantoms cannot control themselves, because they're a very good hockey club and right now getting a lot of penalties in this hockey game. So the Storm now on a 5-on-3 power play. Youngstown wins this draw, but the Storm keep it in at the blue line. And with the puck now, it is Nick Lappin as he curls around, passing on to Janssen. 5-on-3 for the Storm as Ambergy has it. Ambergy looking to switch spots, looks to Janssen. Janssen back to Ambergy. A slap shot comes off and deflects wide of the cage. Now over to the left corner. Marganeri could not quite get it out. It's Nick Lappin trying to get to it, plays it on back to the blue line, and it's Janssen with it as we get a whistle here. And too many men on the ice against the Storm, and the Storm got caught with too many men as Bergen came on, and the Storm were looking to try to get a stick to Ambergy. Ambergy stayed on the ice rather than hopping off the boards, and so some confusion there with 7:15 to go in the second period. It'll be Trevor Moore going to the box to serve this two-minute minor for too many men on the ice. So the Storm cannot take advantage of that 5-on-3. Instead, it's going to be a 4-on-3 here for the Storm. And that'll pretty much negate that 5-on-3, but the Storm still have a power play here with even more open ice. So Trevor Moore serves the penalty. The Storm now work with a 4-on-3 as they have to start with a faceoff back in their own zone. They'll have a 4-on-3 here for about what will be a minute 28, and then it'll be an abbreviated 4-on-4. Here's the puck now across the blue line. Storm still have the puck. A delayed penalty coming up against the Phantoms. Here's Brooks down low in front. A shot by Lappin is steered away and now caught up to here by the Youngstown Phantom defenseman Chris Bradley. And yet another penalty in this hockey game. And this is getting out of control. And while there may be a penalty here, both teams are taking many, many penalties here in this hockey game. And this is getting completely out of hand. Tonight, this will be what will be the 18th infraction. And we're just in the second period still, about a half a period left. J.D. Peterson will go off into the sin bin here as they call the penalty here.
The penalty against number 26, Alex Gasing. 2 minutes for checking from behind.
So checking from behind, another penalty to the Youngstown Phantoms, and boy, this is going to be long here for the Phantoms. They have to control themselves. They have a lead, and they're going to help the Storm get back into this hockey game at this point. The Storm are going to go to a 4-on-3. I believe they have to get another guy out there. How does this work? As Cangelosi goes out onto the ice, and Storm are still on a 4-on-3 here, but they're going to get an extended 4-on-3, it appears, and then eventually a 5-on-3. Well, this is confusing because now they got a couple Phantoms in the box. This is an absolute disarray. No idea what's going on here. You can't go down by more than two men, obviously, in a hockey game. You have to have at least three skaters. And the Storm, we've got to figure out what the rule is on that. But, boy, it's not every day you see that. And there's been a lot of penalties called here in the second period. Storm still at the power play, though, as it is Nick Lappin down across the attack line into the right corner. Checked against the boards there as the puck goes all the way out of the zone. Sent there by the Phantoms. Just 51 seconds left here on the penalty to Mike Ambrosia. And then he'll come out of the box, and it should be still a 5-on-4 for the Storm, but it probably won't because there'll be some confusion. Here's Marganeri taking it here, driving the puck the length of the ice as it goes back in the Storm zone. The Storm have done nothing with their power play here in the second period. They've only scored one power play goal, and they're going to get an eighth opportunity out of all of this. Here's now Soren Janssen down across the attack blue line, giving it off now to Desmond Bergen. He can shift his way into the zone from that right point, looks off now, giving to Shearhorn. Shearhorn now giving on to Janssen. Janssen fakes a shot, gives to over to Desmond Bergen. Fans want a shot, finally get one. Here's a shot there by Janssen off the post. And now back to Bergen at the point from Vecchione. Here's now Vecchione getting a shot. That one misses the net completely, races up too high. And Janssen now controls top right circle. Moving in, a slap shot. That one misses wide. Now off to Bergen. Bergen with the puck. 1 second left in the penalty. Has to keep Ambrosia in for now because it's a 4-on-3 for the Storm still. There's a chance that the puck goes into the play off into the bottom right circle. Now moved around here. Vecchione has it. It's still a 4-on-3 here for the Storm. And Bergen now with it. Bergen, pass down low in front. Here's Shearhorn deflects it in on goal. Ambrosio come out of the box. So it will stay a 4-on-3 here. And in 6 seconds, the Storm are going to get back to a 5-on-3 power play. as the Storm getting all sorts of opportunities but cannot get the shot through to the net and have missed the net a couple of times here with this five-minute major power play that's been kind of interrupted with penalties all over the place. At the end of the day, this is not the referee Andrew Wilkes' fault by any means. I mean, he's calling a lot of penalties, but at the same time, both sides have taken a lot of minor to major infractions tonight, and it's creating a challenge here for the referee Andrew Wilkes. One that I'm sure he would not like to have on most nights. Here's the puck off the draw. The Storm win this faceoff. All the way back to the point, Ambergy has it. Giving down low to Nick Lappin. Back to Ambergy. Storm on a 5-on-3 here as it's Ambergy with a shot. That one's blocked and cleared here by the Phantoms with a minute 17 left on the major power play time for the Storm and a minute 30 left on the minor penalty. So the Storm basically going to have a lot of power play time still to work with, and they got to try to score a goal here soon. Here's Sins now down across the attack line, giving back now to Kenny Brooks. Brooks off now to Brian Sins, now to Ambergy. Ambergy walks around, looks to take a shot. Sid passes down low to Nick Lappin. Back over to Brian Sins. Sins down low, giving off to Moore. Moore in front, trying to feed it around. Fishing around, trying to get to it. A shot coming in there by Nick Lappin as the puck goes down to the right corner. It'll be Moore trying to get to it here, and Nick Lappin with it. It is Lappin from behind the net, looking around. On back now to the top left circle. Ambergy giving off Moore in front, trying to feed it there, trying to slide it on through to Nick Lappin. Lappin not expecting it, and the puck slides back to center, as this will give it just a half minute left on the major power play time. Here's Nick Lappin entering the zone, down across the attack blue line, as he goes down to the right corner, gets pressured there by Sweetman. But it's now Lappin giving to Sins. Sins to Moore. Sol serves the time. Had an opportunity. Didn't even take the shot. And he had an empty net. The Storm cannot convert just yet. Here's Sins. A shot. That one comes up off the end boards. And now it's Moore shifting his way down low. Power play time in 10 seconds would just be a 5-on-4. Storm with a chance. That one tipped there by Nick Lappin. Looking back around. Fires it on back to Bergen. Bergen with the puck gives off to Sins. Now just a 5-on-4 as a major power play's over. Shot to the net. Saved Romeo. And 12 seconds remains on the 5-on-4 with 3:50 to go here in period number 2. And it's 4-1 Phantoms. They have the lead. And the Storm with that 5-minute major did not score a single goal and had a 5-on-3 there for almost a full 2 minutes altogether. Nobody wanted to shoot the puck on that 5-on-3 power play. Everybody was trying to play playmaker rather than play scorer, and unfortunately, the Storm did not convert. And now off the draw, Storm get the puck, now fired off. Here's now Johnson, a shot. That one hits up off the front side of the crease. A shot comes in there by Ambergy through a tough angle with 3 seconds left on the power play, and that will then pretty much be it for the Storm here with the power play time. As Storm here in this period have had all sorts of time with the power play as well as Youngstown. Youngstown tonight, they don't look like the team that was dead last on the power play coming in tonight. 3-for-4 tonight are the Phantoms on the power play, scoring all three of them here in this second period as Bergen has to back up with the Phantoms out of the box. We're back to 5-on-5 hockey. Storm are 1-for-8 on the power play. There's the puck now back into the Phantom zone. Or rather, yep, into the Storm zone, back the other way as the Phantoms can't quite get to it. Now goes back in the Youngstown end where Bonner gets to it. Bonner passing off. Here's a chance out in front. Middleton can't quite get the pass there by Johnson, too far away from him. And it's Stenglein coming back the other way, dropping a pass back to Marganeri. His shot, that one's blocked there. And Brian Sins gets it, plays it up off the wall, out to center ice. Here comes now Soren Johnson, darting ahead, down across the attack blue line. He moves in with a shot. Rebound in front, kicked away there by Romeo. Middleton could not get there in position to try to follow up with that rebound shot. So a total of 18 infractions are called here tonight so far, and we're not even done just yet. There's the play now back the other way. Youngstown with the puck out to center ice. Up the right wing side, fired up into the Storm zone. As going after it, there is Gase, or rather make that Alexander Dahl. Dahl has the puck, plays it back in behind the Storm net. Storm will steal it away. Now it's Durante's coming out to center ice, giving off to Heikki Lehtis. Lehtis has only one goal on the year. That's back on opening night. Hasn't had a point since. And looking to try to create here on the offense as Bradley knocks him on over and able to knife it ahead there for Collins. Collins comes in with a shot. That one deflects up and out of play with 2:16 to go here in the second period. And finally, our media timeout taken here in the TCBY second period of play with Youngstown leading here 4-1. Remember, fans, you can right now go to the Tri-City Storm Facebook page as we've asked you who is tonight's TCBY player of the period. If you happen to know who tonight's TCBY player of the period is, you will have a chance to win a gift card here. And we do have a winner already, and we will get to that as well. So, again, we already have a winner, but still, if he scores, it could be a good thing here for Brandon, as Brandon tonight is our winner for the TCBY Player of the Period, as he did say Davey Middleton. If Davey Middleton scores here in the next 2 minutes and 16 seconds, Brandon will have a chance to enjoy a broadcast from the broadcast booth here. And then later in the season. Shots on goal favoring the Storm right now, 28-17. It is 4-1 Phantoms, though, as the Phantoms have scored 4 goals on just 17 shots. The Storm tonight facing Sean Romeo, the backup, who entered the night with just a save percentage of 75%. Well, his save percentage right now is climbing a little bit. And the Storm were unable to convert on that power play chance, and the best chance the Storm had on that power play was Trevor Moore, and Trevor may be shocked that he had all that sorts of time. He didn't fire the shot initially, just ended up taking too much time and then lost the puck off the front end of his stick. And that pretty much sums up how the power play went for the Storm. There'll be days like this. Biggest thing for the Storm is they've got to find a way to not make too many of them here this season. Storm now trying to get to control of the puck as it goes along that left wing side, and looking ahead, there's Hrabowski. He feeds it ahead for Kenny Brooks, who has 5 assists on the year, but just 0 goals right now to his campaign. Looking for his first of the campaign, hopefully soon. Brooks watch the puck go into the left corner. The co-captain plays it on back now to the left point. Gets it on back, now plays it down to Nick Lappin. Lappin has it along the end boards. Now works it off into the right corner here where the puck gets taken here by the Storm, and it's Klapik trying to feed it out in front. Can't quite get it there. Under 90 seconds left in the second period as it goes all the way back to Hrabowski at the left point. Back in along the end boards. It is Klapik with it. Klapik trying to generate a play. He had the setup on the Nick Lappin goal back in that first period to give the Storm a 1-0 lead. But now the puck gets taken all the way back to the left point. It's Hrabowski with it. Hrabowski plays it down low and along the end boards here. It is Klapik again with it as he tries to play it on back to Kenny Brooks. The puck is lost, and Kenny Brooks trying to get it back. We'll watch it get deflected up and out of play. And they'll keep the faceoff here in the right circle to the glove side of Sean Romeo with 1:07 to go here in the second period. A tough game here for the Tri-City Storm, who tonight trying to find a way to pick up what would be their 4th win of the season, but right now down 4-1 as we get to the final minute here of the second period. Turnover here by Amberg as he gives off to Annis. Annis starts ahead. Nice little play. Annis backhand shot. That one misses the net. Now off to the end boards here where it's battled for once again as Zaynel, who has 2 assists here tonight, has the puck on his stick. Gives off to Singline. His shot saved there by Gorsuch, and Gorsuch looking to play the puck away. Tries to play it up that left wing side, nearly turned over. The Storm nearly getting to the puck, but now it's taken over here, and it's Vecchione with it. Plays it up ahead. Here's Tim Bonner on a breakaway chance. Bonner, a backhand shot, saved there by Romeo, and the Storm cannot find a break here tonight. A great breakaway chance there for Bonner, but he could not get it in behind Romeo with just under 25 seconds left here now in the period. It's been a tough outing tonight for the Storm, as they hope to find their breaks in the third period and are going to need at least 3 of them to get back in this hockey game, trying to tie things up as we get a whistle here. And too many men on the ice, it would appear, against the Storm. And you can see all 6 of them out there. So an easy call here in the Storm for the second time tonight, getting a too many men on the ice penalty. The last one was on the power play, of course. This one, an even strength one, and now back to the box goes Trevor Moore for the second time to serve a too many men on the ice penalty. Time of this one at the 19 minute and 47 second mark of period number 2. 19 combined penalties here tonight. Off the draw as the Phantoms go on their 5th power play of the night. It's played around the boards, but back down low outside the right circle. Here's the puck now taken here. It's Kenny Brooks trying to battle for the puck. 1 second left in the period, and that will do it. Through 40 minutes of action, it is the Youngstown Phantoms who have a commanding lead up 4-1 as they scored 3 power play goals in period number 2. That has been the TCBY second period of play since 1981. They're combining what tastes so good with what is so good for you. You wouldn't call it impossible. You'd call it TCBY, the country's best yogurt. The Storm have a deficit they have to overcome if they want to try to find a way to win here tonight on home ice. Down 4-1, it's not impossible. Improbable, yes, but they'll have to find a way to weather the power play opportunity for the Youngstown Phantoms to start period number 3. We'll come back, talk about it on the Statler Implement period recap on the Central Hydraulic Second Industry Report. We'll also get to Inside the Booth tonight with my guest, Seth Blank, when we return here on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ Hastings.
The Tri-City Storm, giving away free souvenir pucks Friday, November 4th, as the Storm face the Omaha Lancers. Their rivalry begins again. To commemorate this in-state rivalry, the Storm will give away specialty pucks to the first 1,000 fans. Plus, don't miss another Rockin' Runza post-game skate. It's the Storm versus Omaha, and the number one party in town, featuring a rivalry puck giveaway and a free post-game skate. Tri-City Storm, Omaha Lancers, Friday, November 4th. Visit stormhockey.com for more. Presented by Viero.
This is the sound of a Yellow Book print ad working for Rincon Vista Veterinary Center.
Drop it.
And Yellow Book search engine marketing working for their business.
Next.
And a yellowbook.com online video ad running smoothly. The thing is, with Yellow Book's full spectrum of marketing tools, small businesses like Rincon Vista Veterinary Center can hear the sound of success. Yellow Book 360. Go beyond yellow. Call 1-800-YB-YELLOW or visit yellowbook360.com today.
This is the sound of fresh avocado, onions, and tomatoes being transformed into guacamole to give a kick of flavor to the all-new California Whopper sandwich from Burger King. The sound of the union of cool, refreshing guacamole, delicious fire-grilled beef, sizzling bacon, and Swiss. Behold, the complex combination of boldness and full-flavored goodness. This is the sound of the California Whopper. Now go to Burger King and experience the flavor. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
So what does a good time sound like?
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. Bud Light. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Central Hydraulic can also supply you with great products like Adrian steel toolboxes, ladder racks, pronghorn utility bodies, flatbeds, Tommy Gate lifts, and Bosch snow plows. Central Hydraulic also has a large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney. Call 308-237-2625 or check them out on the internet at centralhydrauliconline.com.
You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
It's now time for the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report.
On the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Once again, here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Barry.
And welcome, everybody, back to the Central Hydraulic Second Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the internet at centralhydrauliconline.com. We move into the Stadler Implement second period recap, going back to the first period, though, where the goal started here tonight. And for the Storm, they got off to a good start as Nick Lappin would score his seventh goal of the season on a 5-on-3 power play opportunity. 5:52 in is Nick Lappin, his seventh of the year from Adam Klapik and J.D. Peterson. It would be 1-0 Storm. But four consecutive goals here by the Phantoms starting at 14:38 into the first. Pat Conte, his third goal of the year from Richard Zanell. That goal would tie the game at 1-1 going to the second period. The Phantoms got on a power play to start period number two as Ambergy taking a two-minute roughing call there at the end of the period. He'd go to the box in a minute 50 into period number two. The Phantoms score on the power play. Getting the goal, it's Dylan Marganeri for his first point of the year. Marganeri gets the goal, and it's 2-1 Phantoms. Sam Annis and Richard Zanell right now credited with the assist. 9:49 in, though, on another power play for the Phantoms. It would be Ryan Belanger, his third goal of the season from that of Mike Ambrosia, who'd pick up another assist on the year, his 10th point in all. Ambrosia and Chris Bradley also get an assist, Bradley's fourth assist of the season, and it is 3-1 Phantoms. Then less than a minute later, Michael Gunn, a rocket from the high slot, Gunn's first goal of the year, from Norris and Sam Annis. Annis picks up his second assist of the night, and for Sam Annis, his third assist of the season. The one player that the Phantoms have not seen on the score sheet tonight, the league leader in points, and that being right now Austin Cangelosi, who has not picked a point here tonight, but the Phantoms haven't needed him as they lead 4-1 after 40 minutes of action. Shots on goal. The Storm had a lot of power play opportunity there to try to get a couple in the back of the net. They had 12 shots on goal to Youngstown 7, as the Storm now outshooting Youngstown 29-18. Romeo with 28 saves on 29 shots, while Gorsuch just 14 saves on 18 shots so far here tonight. The Storm on the faceoff department, 11 faceoff wins in period number 2, 7 for the Youngstown Phantoms, 20-16 in faceoffs right now. Storm right now 1-for-8 on the power play. The Phantoms right now 3-for-5, with the fifth one still pending, as they'll have that to start period number 3. There you go. That is the Stadler Implement period recap. Stadler Implement, making farming easier in the state of Nebraska, with a great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. We move into Inside the Booth once again here this evening with my guest once again, the Storm beat writer from the Kearney Hub, Seth Blank. And Seth, I don't think there's really much you can say at this point on how this game has gone for the Storm. It's just not gone their way in any way. And when they've had those opportunities, going back to Trevor Moore, I mean, Trevor's a young guy, but you got to shoot the puck right away. And he had that opportunity to cut the deficit in half, make an interesting game of it, but it's just not going the Storm's way right now by any means.
No.
And they're having those opportunities on the power play.
One team scored on the power play. The other team has it. It comes down to that. Youngstown's 3-for-4. Tri-City had a great opportunity. Or three for four. They're on their fifth right now. Tri-City had a great opportunity early. 2 5-on-3s. They end up getting one goal. I mean, they could have been up 2-3-0 in the first 10 minutes of this game, and they weren't. And when you come out of a period like that tied after Youngstown gets the backhanded goal by Conte, who I'm sure we will not see for the rest of the night after his fight with J.D. Peterson, but it's a little disappointing. You know, you come off a game Saturday where you score 7 goals against Sioux City, your power play goes 2-for-8, starts to find some momentum, and they got a lot of practice tonight, and they just have not been able to find the back of the net. You were talking about Trevor Moore's chance there on that. I don't know. There were so many power plays at that time. I don't know if that was a 5-on-3 or a 5-on-4 or 4-on-3, what was going on, but he was wide open on the backside of the net, and Sean Romeo, Youngstown's goalie, was on his chest trying just to salvage something, and Moore elected not to shoot it when he could have roofed it from 2 feet away and had a goal.
Right now, on home ice, the Storm, this is where you get all your energy. And tonight, they started off with a lot of energy in the game, and then, of course, that fight by J.D. Peterson really got the crowd going. When you're down 4-1, it feels like you have all the momentum, you get the power play chances, and it's like, oh, wait, what are we supposed to do with it? I mean, that's how it's feeling right now. I don't know how to describe it.
I don't either. And, you know, like you said about the Peterson fight, yeah, you're down 4-1, and yeah, maybe that fight gives you a little bit of extra pep in your step for the next few minutes, but no one expected the onslaught of power plays all of a sudden Tri-City had. You know, you got penalties left and right. I don't know how many were called in about a 3-minute span. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I think there was an extra one. There were 9 penalties in 3 minutes, and it opened the door wide open for Tri-City to get back in this hockey game. And let's face it, they haven't. And now they've got a big uphill climb here come the third period.
Well, 10 penalties in a span of, yeah, basically a little less than 3 minutes and 30 seconds.
Yeah.
10 total infractions called. Now, a couple of those 10-minute misconduct for grabbing the face mask to Kevin Liss. He hasn't even been added to that 10-minute misconduct yet, but 5-minute major for grabbing the mask and a fighting major at the same juncture. So there's actually another minor onto that infraction at that point. Seth, I look at this right now. Storm on a penalty kill to start period number 3 and down 4-1. The Youngstown Phantoms are giving the Storm a chance to get back in this hockey game. Am I wrong?
No, like I said, they left the door wide open there in the second period to get back in it. And Tri-City just hasn't had it tonight. And I wonder, I think this game would be a little closer. Trevor Gorsuch making his first start in net for Tri-City tonight, 17-year-old kid. He's looked a little shaky at times, and I think Phoenix Copley may have made prevented one or two of those goals with saves, but you can't use that as an excuse on a night when you have tons of opportunities to score and just not getting the job done. I think Drew Schenick, you know, you get that early power play goal from Nick Lapp and you think, all right, here we go. The power play's back on track. Going to have another high-scoring night. And just like that, the valve shuts off and everything freezes up. And now you're down 4-1, trying to get a home a home win before heading on the road to Des Moines tomorrow.
Again, he's Seth Blank, the Tri-City Storm beat writer from the Kearney Hub. KearneyHub.com/sports. You can catch all the latest information there or as well as in the Kearney Hub. You look at this last week. We had the press forum Tuesday, and it was buzzing. A lot of goals being scored in that Saturday game. Felt like some good things happening offensively for the Storm. And tonight, you know what, to be honest with you, yeah, they've only scored one goal, but they've had a lot of offensive opportunities, and they're creating it. But right now, the offense is much more improved, but the penalty kill, something I've kind of brought up that press forum, asking a question, what about the penalty kill? And tonight, allowing three power play goals, they still have a fifth power play going on here for Youngstown. So right now, just two of possibly five here tonight on the penalty kill. And right now, obviously, just one of four going into this one. This is not what you want to see from a Storm team that does pride themselves over the last couple of years under Drew Schenick. The penalty kill is so important.
Your best penalty killer is your goaltender. And I guess let me ask you, what do you think of Trevor Gore, such as two periods tonight?
It looks like it's his first game.
Yeah, it really does.
I'm not going to criticize Trevor Gorsuch. I mean, there's been a lot of good quality chances there. I think that first goal he'd like to have back. But, you know, at the end of the day, this is his first game. I mean, it's hard to really get after a guy and really be frustrated with a guy who's giving it his very all, isn't it?
No, yeah. You can't blame him. I mean, it's the first time out. You can't expect the kid to come out and post shutout and make spectacular saves. I mean, if he was that goalie, he'd be the number one goalie right now in Tri-City, and he's not, but he's getting ice time. He's getting a chance to see what he can do, and I would guess if you'd ask him, he's probably a little frustrated with his performance too, because he knows if he could have come out and had a really good game, chances are he might see more ice time a little earlier. And I think Coach Drew Schenick, he's going to look at this game and think, I don't know if I can throw him out here tonight and elect to go with Copley. And unfortunately for Trevor, that may mean a little more time on the bench.
Where do you get your backup goaltender a start, though? You do get him on the road, or do you get it at home? And, you know, in some ways, you have a better chance of probably winning the game at home, right?
Well, yeah, they've had a chance to win this game tonight.
And they still do, really, to be honest. I mean, they got to kill off some power plays. But it's a 4-1 score, but Youngstown right now, you're right. I mean, there's still an opportunity here, unless Youngstown all of a sudden starts to tighten things up and not take undisciplined penalties.
Yeah, I say play smarter. The pessimist in me says Tri-City had their chance there the second period.
And
I think Youngstown's going to learn from that, and their coach is going to be telling them, guys, we cannot be going to the box. We cannot let this one slip away from us. And if they listen to their coach, they should have a good chance of winning, because Sean Romeo, although, you know, he came into this game with a 75% save percentage, Youngstown's backup, he's looked good tonight. He's been solid, and, I mean, getting goals on him, they're not going to come easy from what I've seen through two periods.
Frustrating, certainly, for the Storm. They still have a little bit of time to try to correct things. Seth, my final question for you is, we see this team right now in the month of October. This is the final home game in the month of October. We talked about this before the season started. It's probably a 500 club for the first month and a half.
Yeah.
That's what we both felt would be this club at the moment. Are they living up to your expectations? Are they exceeding it a little bit? Are they not quite there yet? Where is your expectations at?
I think they fit about right there. I mean,
yeah.
I know a lot of fans on every team at the beginning of the year, you're thinking, this is the year, you know, we're going to be really good this year, we're going to be really good, and I thought there would be some growing pains with Tri-City now. I was expecting maybe tonight, I thought this was a game they could win.
A breakthrough game, yeah.
And Youngstown's a good team. I mean, they've started well. They're 4-2-0, but I thought coming off the win in Sioux City that Tri-City could get this one, and then they play a struggling Des Moines team tomorrow night, which could be a 4-point weekend. Right now it's looking maybe a 2-point weekend at best, but you know, this team can score goals. They've proven it once, and we'll see if they can get some tonight. They just got to get that monkey off their back. The guys on offense, they're shooting, but they're not shooting enough.
Maybe it's the home crowd. You felt loose at Sioux City. You feel a little loose here at home. You feel like you're tense and you have to perform or something. You know,
yeah,
that could be part of it.
That's what I'm thinking. You know, they're thinking, all right, now we've scored goals, and they feel that pressure. We got to score. And I don't know, when you grab the stick too tight, you get what you're getting tonight. You're not capitalizing on your opportunities.
Again, he's Seth Blank from the Kearney Hub and Kearney Hub Sports, the Tri-City Storm beat writer. Appreciate your time, Seth, as always.
Thank you, Skip.
There you go. When we come back, we'll take a look at the scoreboard next right here on the Storm Radio Network. The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, Hastings.
It's getting late. The world is calling it a night, but the neighborhood is just getting started. Applebee's is now open till midnight or later. So stop in after the game. Swing by after the show. Grab some friends because your favorite neighborhood grill and bar is still going strong. Applebee's, now open till midnight or later. Another reason why there's no place like the neighborhood.
Visit your local Kearney Applebee's restaurant today. Now featuring late night food and drink specials after 9 p.m. Applebee's Late Night. Come join the fun.
In 1981, TCBY did the impossible. They combined, that tastes so good with, oh, that's so good for you. The result? Real dairy frozen yogurt goodness that's low in fat, high in calcium and vitamin D, with 7 live active cultures. That's TCBY, the country's best yogurt.
You'd like Paul, really nice guy with 2 kids and a lovely wife named Kim. Things have been going great for him until Monday afternoon. That's when Paul's boss told him that due to restructuring, his job had been eliminated. Bad things happen to good people. But fortunately, that doesn't mean you have to settle for unreliable transportation, charge-offs, credit card debt, repossessions, collections, bankruptcy, or foreclosure. If you think you can't buy quality transportation, think again. Go to thinkapproved.com. That's T-H-I-N-K, thinkapproved.com.
You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
This is the Midway Auto Group out-of-town scoreboard update.
On the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Berry.
It's a final from Indiana. The Indiana Ice defeat the Waterloo Blackhawks 2-0, while Sioux City hosting Dubuque here tonight. In the third period, it's tied at 1. Omaha leading Sioux Falls now on home ice. 2-1 is the score over the Stampede, while Cedar Rapids going to the second intermission tied with Lincoln. 3-3 is the score. It's Chicago down by a goal to the U-17 national team in the second period. 3-2 there at the edge in Bensonville, Illinois. And in Fargo, it's the Fargo Force losing in the second. 3-1 to the Green Bay Gamblers. Storm right now, they're down 4-1 as they go to the third period. By the way, one other score really quickly in Nebraska here in high school football. It is Kearney High School losing at Foster Field right now. A score of 42-14 to Pavilion. La Vista there. Minute 25 left in the third quarter there. Quick update here on the Midway Auto Group scoreboard update. Think Castle Free. Think Midway. ThinkMidway.com. We'll come back. The Complete Nutrition third period next right here on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, Hastings.
If you've ever taken ephedrine products to lose weight, listen up. The results are in, and CTS360 is now considered the strongest, most aggressive fat-burning system since ephedrine.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Stout. CTS360 was designed to be a strong and safe weight loss product that mimics ephedrine without the negative side effects. If you're ready for a change, stop by a Complete Nutrition and ask for the safest, strongest, most aggressive fat-burning system on the market today, CTS360. Take it from me. I lost over half my body fat after having a baby. I know how losing weight totally changes your life.
Get the doctor-recommended strongest, most aggressive fat-burning system on the market today, CTS360. Available exclusively at Complete Nutrition. If you lose an excessive amount of weight in your first 10 days of use, please contact your consultant to adjust your plan.
Complete Nutrition is located north of 39th Street on 2nd Avenue in Kearney and one block south of Conestoga Mall on Allen Drive in Grand Island. Look better, feel better, perform better. Complete Nutrition of Kearney and Grand Island.
Complete Nutrition.
This is the sound of fresh avocado, onions, and tomatoes being transformed into guacamole to give a kick of flavor to the all-new California Whopper sandwich from Burger King. The sound of the union of cool, refreshing guacamole, delicious fire-grilled beef, sizzling bacon, and Swiss. Behold, the complex combination of boldness and full-flavored goodness. This is the sound of the California Whopper. Now go to Burger King and experience the flavor. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, It's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
It's now time for the Complete Nutrition, third period of play.
On the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Berry.
To the third period we go and underway here as we start things off in the Complete Nutrition third period of play. Youngstown on the power play for another minute 42 and have the puck off the opening faceoff win. Welcome back, everybody. Skip Berry here from the Vero Event Center tonight. Tomorrow from Urbandale, Iowa, where the Storm will take on the Des Moines Buccaneers at Buccaneer Arena. Storm trying to get the puck cleared from their zone. They do. They fire at the length of the ice. 19:36 left here in regulation. Storm trailing here 4-1. Trying to find a way to kill off this penalty for too many men on the ice. Going back to that second period there as they have their second too many men on the ice penalty of the evening. And now it's Ambrosia bringing up the left wing side here for Youngstown. Phantoms, much more improved club over the last couple seasons. First year, not so good. Last year got better. And this year, a very good club here as Bradley with the puck now from center ice plays it quickly ahead there for Ambrosia. Kevin List, by the way, did not get a 10-minute misconduct as the shot comes in off the end boards. Played there by Ambergy, hits it right off the referee there, Andrew Wilk. Play continues on as it goes off to the outside right circle. Lidas with a check there on Cangelosi. He's been quiet here tonight as it is now Belanger. Back now to Bradley. Bradley plays it off now to Cangelosi. Back to Bradley. Looks for a slap shot now, just plays it off down to Cangelosi at the top right circle area. Now playing it to the bottom of the circle, giving off there to Marganeri. It's Cangelosi trying to get it right back to Marganeri. Now taken over here by Ambrosia. Curls back, looks around. It's Ambrosia playing it off now as it goes to the outside right circle on back to the blue line. Bradley with it. Gives it back off now to Belanger. Belanger into the front area. Here's Marganeri with the shot. Glove save made by Gorsuch, and he hangs on with 18:25 to go here in the Complete Nutrition third period of play. 13 seconds left on the power play here for Youngstown. Youngstown leading 4-1 over the Storm. Once again, the official nutrition supplier of the Tri-City Storm this season is Complete Nutrition, which is located north of 39th Street on 2nd Avenue in Kearney and one block south of Conestoga Mall on Allen Drive in Grand Island. Look better, feel better, perform better. Complete Nutrition of Kearney and Grand Island. Storm now win this faceoff here in their own zone, trying to get the puck out to center. They do. Just 5 seconds left as it'll be Trevor Moore coming onto the ice after serving this penalty here as it's played here by Young. And now moved ahead, out to center by Gunn as he plays up that right-wing side, trying to find it there to Stephen Collins. Klapik with it, giving off to Brian Sins. Sins passing over to the right-wing side, giving to Vecchione, a shot to the net. That one's saved away by Romeo. Rebound off in front, a chance for the Storm. They can't quite get to it. Now goes all the way back to the right point. Sins keeps it in. Good job there. And now it's Klapik back into behind the net. After it, there's going to be Shearhorn in the left corner. Storm trying to play it down low. Vecchione out in front, taken away there by Collins. He flips it up in the air, bats it there. The Storm trying to get possession of it. And backing up now is Sins. He shovels it in around the blue line there. They say it stayed onside, but the Storm do not have the puck. Phantoms get control of it. Fired back to center ice for the Storm. Now have it back. It is Bergen now with it up the right wing side, trying to feed it to Middleton. That one's snagged away there by the Phantoms. They fire back the other way, and now the Storm take it on back. It is Janssen giving it overhead for Klapik. Klapik darts ahead across the attack blue line, lost the puck, and the Phantoms now have it as they go back the other direction. Up the right wing side, here comes Stenglein. Taken here by Ambergy, knocked back to center ice. It'll be taken here by Sweetman, and he'll just fire right back into the Tri-City zone with 17:05 to go here in this third period. Storm trailing here, 4-1. Here's a chance, though, by Bonner as he moves ahead, giving it back now to that of Middleton, whose shot gets blocked away there. Taken over here by the Phantoms, and Gasek will just play it ahead up into the Tri-City zone. Here's the puck now, taken over by Marganeri. His pass down low for Stenglein. That one bats away in front, and this one now get taken here by Janssen, excuse me, as Janssen will try to play it ahead up that right wing side, trying to feed it there for Middleton. Phantoms regain control, enter the attack zone back the other way. Here comes Marganeri right around Ambergy, a shot towards the net. That one gets taken away there as it is McArdle deflecting it ahead, and now Middleton ahead here for Nykop. Nykop with a shot! That one misses the left post there, and now the puck gets played back from the right point down low as Peterson now backs up here. Peterson tonight, one assist on the power play. Goal that the Storm scored back in the first period, and then also a fight. If Peterson scores a goal, he'll get the Gordie Howe hat trick tonight with his efforts here, which could earn him the Dent Popper Grinder of the night. Here's the puck now taken here by Kenny Brooks. Played ahead here, and we get a whistle as the puck went up into the Youngstown bench and out of play. And so they'll keep the faceoff just outside the Tri-City blue line with 15:59 to go here in this complete nutrition third period of play, where it is 4-1 in favor of the Youngstown Phantoms. Phantoms win the draw. Played up in the storm zone. Taken over here, though, by McCardle. And McCardle will just flip it in on goal. Knocked away there off the stick side there of Romeo as the Storm get it back to the blue line. Here sends a shot. That one's deflected off the goaltender stick of Romeo and up and out of play with 15:42 to go here in regulation time. Storm trying to find a way to get a three-goal comeback here in this third period. They have to score here early and have to score again relatively soon after to at least get within one, and anything can happen from that point on. Hagee Lidas trying to come in for the draw. Late to the circle, so now they move in. Andrew Durantes to take this faceoff against Zanell. And Zanell will win this faceoff here back in his own corner as the Phantoms come away from that corner up the right-wing side. Here's Zanell ahead across the attack blue line, but he was offsides, bringing it ahead himself as he lost the puck near the blue line and then skated across that blue line before the puck could enter. So offsides against the Phantoms with 15:33 to go here in the third period. Lidas, Zanell. Taking a draw again. It is Lidas getting down, looking to take this faceoff here as he knocks it off to the left wing side for Moore. Moore is able to capture this faceoff win here for the Storm as they move now from their own blue line. Sent the length of the ice. No icing here as Young will play it up off his own end boards. Playing the puck over now for Dahl. Dahl will just move it ahead there for Zanell, but the puck nearly turned over. Now it is. It is Trevor Moore giving it off now to Durantes. He's held up on the play, but the puck gets pushed out to center ice. It's Zanell now with it. He's run into there by Trevor Moore as the play goes back into the Youngstown zone, and here comes Durantes. Durantes goes back and behind the net, lost the puck, tries to get it back. It'll go all the way back to the right point. Ambergy's shot from there. That misses completely wide and off to the left corner. Zanell now passing off to Eric Sweetman. Sweetman looking to try to get it out of the zone. Couldn't quite do so, though, as the Storm get a hold of it. It's Janssen trying to play it back to the blue line. That one deflected away, and this will go all the way down the ice. No icing here. Here's the puck now back towards the Youngstown blue line. It is Janssen playing it around the boards, up in on the attack side, but it comes back to center ice. Bergen will play it ahead. It'll get knocked away here, and it'll go to Gasek's stick as Gasek now plays it off now towards Stengline. Stengline now moving in. Slap shot from the top right circle. Blocked away there by Middleton. And the Storm have a chance with some speed out through center ice, but Middleton lost the puck. Now it's taken back here by the Phantoms. Back inside the Tri-City zone. It is Ambergy keeping it away from the Phantoms for now, but Gasek steals it away as he moves in the right circle. Tries to make a play out in front. Opportunity gets taken away there as Klapik has it. The Phantoms banning on a shot there, and Klapik goes back the other way. Here's Klapik with a shot saved by Romeo, and he hangs on with 13:57 to go here in the complete nutrition third period of play, and a stoppage of play with the media timeout taken down on the ice as the Storm trail here by 3-4, outshooting Youngstown 31-19 tonight. But the goaltender for the Phantoms, Sean Romeo, with a total of 30 saves so far here in the contest. Coming up after the game, of course, we'll have the Old Chicago postgame show. We'll be joined by the head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm, Drew Shenick, on the postgame show. We'll talk with him. Also coming up tomorrow, don't forget to tune in to Classic Hits 98.9 FM, as the Storm Radio Network will be live from Buccaneer Arena, the Viero Wireless pregame show beginning at 6:45 p.m. tomorrow night, again on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. That's what's coming up here. Again, the Storm are home, by the way, next Friday night. The Storm are home against the Omaha Lancers as the Storm and the Lancers play for the first time in the regular season. That is next Friday night at the Viero Event Center. And hopefully the Storm can find a way to get back in this hockey game and hopefully have a winning streak going into the Omaha contest back on home ice. But right now the Storm trying to gather up a little bit, see if they can get a little bit of steam ahead. And now they say the shots on goal are 32-19. So Sean Romeo continues to add to his save percentage here tonight. Here's Klapik now trying to win a draw here against Zanell as the linesman has to get out of the way. Really taking a shot there as the puck goes down into that left corner area, but it gets played away here by the Phantoms up the right wing side. It is Brent Norris firing it up into that left corner into the Tri-City zone. Storm, they'll get to it here and trying to dig it out of a pile. There was Shearhorn as it comes up that right wing side, and Becchione plays it up into the Youngstown zone. Here's Zanell now with the puck. He now curls back and behind the net, tries to play it up along the right wing side, playing it ahead there for Norris. But it gets taken back here as Zanell has it, but lost as he gets across the blue line here. Now he get a penalty, and the penalty is going to be on the Storm, it looks like. And the referee, Andrew Wilk, is going to call Adam Klapik to the box. And Wilk making the call too quickly there to catch it. Didn't see quite what the penalty was for. It was a slashing penalty, it looks like. Time of this penalty, 6 minutes and 36 seconds in to period number 3. And the Phantoms are now going to get their 6th power play of the night. Already 3 for 5 here this evening. Storm penalty kill has to get better, but here's a chance now shorthanded for Nick Lappin trying to go get the puck there. Chris Bradley, though, plays it away. So Adam Klapik in the box here for the Storm, and the Storm, uncharacteristically tonight, taking a lot of penalties, and part of that maybe because the Phantoms have had a lot of penalties this season, but when you take the second most penalized team in the league against the fourth least penalized team, something's got to give, and tonight it's been in favor of the Youngstown Phantoms, who've continued their ways. There's Ambrosia now passing off to Cangelosi, back to Bradley at the right point. He passes on to the left circle to Belanger, passes across ice into the right circle as Cangelosi has it back. Now Bradley giving off here. Belanger across ice, puck gets bounced around off into the right corner, and trying to go get to it there was Desmond Bergen as it goes back to the right point, and Bradley keeping it in there for momentarily, but the Storm now fish it away as it is Bergen that plays it all the way down the ice. Romeo now trying to play it out to center ice. Nearly stolen away there, but Ambrosia collects it. Turns up ice under a minute remaining here on the 6th power play chance of the night for the Youngstown Phantoms. Played here, it is J.D. Peterson rifling it all the way down the ice into the Youngstown zone. Teed up there by Romeo, and now the Phantoms escaping from behind their own net. Out to center ice. Moving ahead here, it is Young firing it around the boards as it goes all the way to the outside right circle. Played down here by Zanell, down low in behind the net. It is Annis to the point, giving off. It's Gunn from Young. Gunn will fire a shot already with a goal here tonight. Is Michael Gunn with his first of the year, but his shot goes well wide of the net and now finds a way to work itself out to center ice. Young brings it back in onside. Young looks around. The defenseman just sends it across ice to Gunn. One-time shot save there made by Gorsuch, and Gorsuch deflects it off into the right corner, and now another whistle here and a penalty upcoming, and it's going to be for hooking, and the guilty combatant here will be the Phantom forward, Sam Annis. And this will be the 20th infraction here tonight. So the Storm in 9 seconds will get a power play opportunity as Annis goes to the box. Getting a hooking call here. Time of this penalty, 8 minutes and 27 seconds in. And there just has not been a lot of flow here. There's been barely any 5-on-5 hockey play tonight. I'd venture to say here in this third period, that's been the most 5-on-5 hockey we've seen, I would say. And the Storm here in about 9 seconds to get a 5-on-4 man advantage, but right now skating 4-on-4 as it'll be Kenny Brooks to take the draw. Brooks against that of Dylan Marganeri, and Marganeri wins this faceoff. Phantoms clear the puck all the way down the ice. 2 seconds left on the Adam Klapik penalty here as he comes out of the box, and that'll be an icing there. So that means the Storm will get a 5-on-4 power play to start things off with an icing penalty. Phantoms cannot change. The Storm will have a chance here. And Anthony Noreen, the head coach for the Youngstown Phantoms, barking at the referee, trying to get him to call over here. And now Patrick Turcotte and Patrick Richardson talking things over. But the icing happened well before Adam Klapik got out of the box. And so that's exactly what the linesman is coming over to tell Anthony Noreen, and so the icing will stay in place, and now it's Klapik to take the draw here against Marganeri. Klapik tries to win it here, gets help there by Kenny Brooks, who gets it back to the left point. Sins with it there. Sins getting it back from Amberge, a shot to the net, gets bounced around, in front opportunity, here's Nick Lappin trying to dig it out, fires it back, in front opportunity, and that one taken away there as we're coming way out to challenge it off to the side, and here come the Phantoms back the other way. It's Marganeri knocked on over there by Sins. Puck will go back into the right corner, and gets taken here by Amberge. Here's Tyler Amberge looking up ahead, passing off to the right wing side. Klapik now getting a pass there from Lappin, and a shot and a save made there by Romeo. Now back to the right point. Amberge back down to the corner, giving to Kenny Brooks. Brooks now looks to get to it here, gives back to Amberge. Now playing it off here to Klapik. Klapik will get to this puck, but lost it out to center, and Amberge regains control. Giving now to Kenny Brooks. Stops on a dime, curls back the other way. Down across the attack blue line, chips it off into the right corner, and in to go retrieve it here is Klapik. Klapik with it. Storm late on a line change here. Very slow. Bonnie's getting off the ice as the puck gets taken here. The Phantoms cannot quite clear. The Storm keep it in for now. And it sends along the blue line, keeping it there. Giving out to Vecchione. A slap shot to the net. That one comes down in front. Opportunity for Bonner. Fishes it towards the net. Saved there by Romeo. Rebound off to the side. And finally, a whistle comes with 10-11 to go here in this complete nutrition third period of play. It's still 4-1 Youngstown. And the Storm with 39 seconds left here on this power play time as Sean Romeo doing an excellent job down low, keeping the puck out of the net for Youngstown. And it looked awfully close there along that goal line, but the whistle coming there. Storm, they're buzzing around that net trying to get their second goal of the night. The Storm having a tough time scoring goals on home ice. While the road, it was a little friendly to them last Saturday. Storm trying to find a way to get more than, of course, two goals scored on home ice. Here's a chance now. Janssen with a shot. Rebound off in front. Taken there. Janssen tries to keep it the blue line. He does. Now down low. Tries to feed it off to Bonner. Taken here. Janssen keeps it at the blue line again. Chips it up off the wall. Down to the right corner. 25 seconds left on the Storm power play. It's Bonner. Now with it. Playing it off to Shearhorn. The Storm, by the way, on their ninth power play of the night. Just 1-for-8 entering this one. Here's Janssen with a shot into the glove of Romeo, who had to look in his glove to make sure he had it, and he did. 9:47 to go, third period. 4-1 Youngstown. Just 15 seconds is all that remains on the Storm's ninth power play of the game. Most power plays in a game this season for the Storm, by far. And the Storm, who, of course, come in tonight trying to improve their power play percentage against one of the weaker penalty kills in the league, have not been able to do so just yet. The most combined power plays, by the way, also here tonight is the Storm, a combined 15 power plays with Youngstown tonight. This game has not seen a lot of 5-on-5 hockey. Here's the puck sent around the board. Storm cut it off. Power play officially over. The Storm now 1-for-9 on the man advantage. As here's Heikki Liitas now off the bench. A shot to the net, saved by Romeo. And he hangs on for his 39th save of the night on 40 shots. He has been very good here for Youngstown tonight. Sean Romeo, just one game played, had a 9.40 goals against average. He gave up a few goals there in the third period on relief of O'Connor. But tonight, looking like a goalie that's going to help out Youngstown. Here's the puck now taken away. The Phantoms will clear it all the way down the ice on the faceoff. And so we'll get another draw coming up back in the Youngstown zone. 9:19 to go here in this third period. The faceoff this time will go over to the right circle to the glove side of Sean Romeo. So the puck now to be dropped here. It'll be taken here as it's knocked down into the right corner. Back behind the net, pass off in front. This one's taken back. Trevor Moore tries to get to it. Now moved off to the outside left circle as it's played down low. Knocked all the way back down the ice, and this one will slide on back now to Gorsuch, who gets to this puck. Played up off the boards here by Peterson, and Roboski has it. Knocking ahead. Trevor Moore trying to knock it out of his own, could not. Brent Norris has it. Phantoms, by the way, who came in tonight to yet to beat the Tri-City Storm. One of the few teams they have not beaten yet in their franchise's history, and looking like they could do so here tonight. Trevor Moore down to the right corner, lost the puck, able to get to it there. Was Andrew Durante sliding around, trying to get it away from Young. Has the puck now, trying to pass it off to Trevor Moore. That one's intercepted, though, by the Phantoms, as moving with it there was Ryan Loney. Now played ahead. Gasek getting an opportunity, a backhand shot to the side of the net. Comes up off the side, and Stenglein with it again. Stenglein getting pressured there by McCarnell from behind the net. And now a penalty upcoming, and that's going to put McCarnell to the box as it'll be a cross-check there to the Storm defenseman. And this is now the 21st infraction tonight. A lot of penalties. This will be the highest for the Storm this season in total penalty minutes, I'm sure, by the end of it. This puts Youngstown onto their seventh power play of the night on a cross-check here by Josh McCarnell. Time of the penalty, 11 minutes and 41 seconds in. McCarnell to the box. And now a right circle faceoff coming up to the glove side of Trevor Gorsuch. Off to the right corner. Storm watching it go into there. Now the play goes back all the way back towards the blue line. And Bonner tries to see if he can go shorthanded, trying to get to that puck. But Cangelosi collects it back at center ice. And now a whistle comes. And we'll have a faceoff come up outside that blue line with the called offsides play. Off the draw, sends with it, fires the puck all the way down the ice. This will kill off some valuable power play time for the Phantoms. The Phantoms, their power play is going to improve quite a bit. Right now, at a total of 4 for 27 with his 28th power play of the season pending. Here's Belanger now with a shot glove save made there by Gorsuch, and he hangs on. 7 minutes and 51 seconds left here in this third period. And Trevor Gorsuch hanging on to that one and not letting that one out of his glove until the linesman can come over to retrieve it. Here's the puck now, coming up on the right circle draw to the glove side of Gorsuch, and the Storm going to watch this one be won here by the Phantoms as Cangelosi wins it on back to Bradley. Now to Cangelosi, giving down low. It's going to be Marganeri back to Cangelosi in behind the net, trying to pass it off in front. That one tipped away there. Cangelosi passing off towards Ambrosia, back to the blue line. Belanger keeps it in. His shot, that one's blocked there by Ambergy. His clearing attempt could not quite get it away. Blocked there by Ambrosia, but a second attempt there by the Storm allows them to clear it on down the ice with just 1:07 to go on the penalty to Josh McArdle. And by the way, Josh McArdle picking up just his second minor of the season on that penalty. Belanger now from his own end. Good speed up the right wing side. Going to get slowed down a little bit here as he dumps the puck into the Tri-City zone. It goes all the way up off the boards as Annis cuts off the clearing attempt there by the goaltender Trevor Gorsuch, but now stolen away here by Roboski, and he's just going to wait a little bit. He's going to fire it on down the ice here with under 7 minutes remaining here in regulation time. 35 seconds left on this power play for Youngstown. Phantoms. Fitting that they come in on Halloween hockey at the Vero Event Center, but they are the ones who are going to play the trick and no treat for the Storm. Norris up the left wing side into the Storm zone, dug away there by Shearhorn, and he knocks it all the way down the ice. Storm will try to get in one quick change here to kill off the remainder of this penalty to McArdle. Young now behind his own net for Youngstown with the puck, looks up the left wing side, now just carries it up towards that wing, now goes shifting back the other way, now through the neutral zone, starts across the attack blue line, giving off towards Norris, taken back here as Peterson gets to it here, up the right wing side, here comes Janssen with the puck, looks to try to make a play out to Bonner. Bonner fires it up into the Youngstown zone, slowed down there by Romeo and playing up off to the side, and now Youngstown just fires it all the way back to center ice. Storm down here, 4-1. 6 minutes remaining here in this third period and in regulation time. Nick Lappin comes down across the attack blue line, but they call an offsides here. That'll stop play here with 5:56 left here in this complete nutrition third period of play. And right now, the Storm as we get to this here, and we'll take a quick second here to update you, by the way, really quickly. The Storm right now in fifth place in the Western Conference coming in tonight, tied with Sioux Falls, and they needed a win, of course, to stay tied at least for fifth place. And right now, the Sioux Falls Stampede tying things up, going to overtime. So no matter what, if the Storm lose here tonight, they will drop out of fifth place and stay in sixth as they show the replay of the fight there by J.D. Peterson, took a couple of hits and then just knocked out Pat Conte, as that is the highlight of the night. And we'll get to the faceoff to come up outside the blue line. So coming up here in just a bit, we'll get to the old Chicago post-game show as we try to prep things here and trying to get things corrected up in the press box at the Vero Event Center. As the puck gets taken here and the Storm have it. Here's the play. It's Klapik ahead. Now off to Kenny Brooks. Brooks tries to make a play, trying to feed it over to Nick Lappin. Can't quite get it there as the puck goes over to the left corner, and now taken away here, and the Storm try to watch it go back up ahead. It's Collins now with it. Collins looks out to center ice, knocking it ahead as it's played up in deep, and Dahl will just shift it up into the Storm zone. Gorsuch just plays it up off to the corner of the dump-in shot. Storm start back the other way. Here's Nick Lappin, lost the puck, coming back in behind the play to get to it here. Sins will try to do so, and now it's played away here as it's moved out to center ice. Stenglein had it. Moved away here as Sins gets in on him. Now Klapik with it, and the puck will get knocked backwards into the Storm zone as McArdle looks up ice, tries to feed it ahead, gets it to Klapik. Klapik moves in. Here's Klapik, stick handling into the right circle, lost the puck on the way there. The Storm will watch it go down in that right corner where its lead is playing on to Klapik now. Klapik looking to use some speed, tries to travel out front, spins back the other direction. There's Adam Klapik looking around, still looking for somebody. Pass off to Shearhorn. Shearhorn with a shot, save made by Romeo, and the play continues on. It's a good job by Klapik to keep the puck in on possession. Has the puck into the right circle, all the way back to the blue line, keeping it there, though, is Peterson. Peterson now to Hrabowski. Hrabowski will just play it down low. Now goes all the way back to the blue line. Hrabowski keeping it there. Off now to Lidas. Lidas spinning around, trying to feed it to Shearhorn. Shearhorn walks in with a shot off the post. And that one does not go in. The Storm getting unlucky here in this third period, too. They were unlucky in that second period. Couldn't convert on some power play chances. But now, watching the opportunity slip away here to try to get back into this hockey game. Down 4-1, but still 4:15 to go. And anything can happen in the game of hockey, but you have to score quickly here with under 4:10 to go in regulation. Bonner cuts off the puck as it goes near the blue line, but lost the puck, and here's now Cangelosi darting ahead. Austin Cangelosi moving in. No points here tonight. Pass off to Ambrosia. His shot, that one's blocked away there by Ambergy. As he plays, he gets taken over here, and Nykop has it. Now moved away here as the puck goes up now towards Bonner. Bonner trying to get that stretch pass ahead there as it goes down into that left corner. Here's the puck now. It's a shot to the net. Save made by Romeo, and he hangs on with 3:44 to go here in this third period. It is 4-1. Cangelosi, by the way, entered tonight's game. He had points in every game this season through the six games, including five of the six games had multi-point games, but tonight no points for Austin Cangelosi. Here's a faceoff coming up in the left circle. Nick Lappin to take the draw here. It'll be Dylan Marganeri trying to win the draw, but the Storm now do collect it outside that left circle and now battling around. See if they can get to it, and now it's Kenny Brooks upended there along the end boards. Play continues on as it goes back to the right point. Here's Ambergy, a slap shot. That one blocked away in front. Now a delayed penalty upcoming here. Or no, they're going to have the extra attacker. No delayed penalty. The Storm are going to pull the goalie here with 3:24 left. Here's Ambergy, a shot. That one's blocked. Ambergy sliding to try to keep it in and is able to do so here. Storm have a chance down low. Here's Klapik. He walks in with a shot. Misses the net. Comes off now to Kenny Brooks. His shot is blocked. Now Nick Lappin with it. A flurry of chances now for the Storm as they pull the goalie here early. Down by three goals to see if they can create some chances. Here's Klapik now with the puck. Giving off here as the puck gets taken here by Nick Lappin. Tripped up on the play as it'll get taken here by Marganeri. Retreats it back the other way, and now it's Nick the Sweetman who turns it over. Here's a chance for the Storm still. It's Klapik, cross ice, trying to feed it there towards Lappin. Lappin will cycle it on back and behind the net for the Storm as it's Brooks out in front trying to feed it there back to Lappin. Puck is loose, taken over here by Jordan Young, and he looks to fire the puck and banks it up off the glass all the way down the ice, and this one's going to go into the net for an empty net goal by Jordan Young. An unassisted empty net goal here for the defenseman Jordan Young. Time of this one at the 17-minute and 23-second mark of the period. As the goal, unassisted here, and Jordan Young will pick up his first point of the season, his first goal of the year as well, and it's 5-1 Phantoms. 5-1 Phantoms, that empty netter off the glass and all the way down the ice.
23 mark of the third period, an unassisted empty netter scored by number 5, Jordan Young.
So here in the third period, the Phantoms adding to their total goals here tonight. And Jordan Young gets that goal there for his first goal of the season as the puck goes back the other way, and they'll keep now Trevor Gorsuch back in net probably for the remainder of this game. Here's the Storm now back ahead. It is Nykop playing it up into the zone there as it comes bouncing up off the corner boards. Fished away here by the Phantoms, knocked all the way back down the ice, and a rolling puck will go all the way back towards Gorsuch, who just passes off now to Sins. Turnover here. Here's Annis now moving in. Sam Annis gets the puck, lost it here. It is Bonner now trying to get to it here. Bonner kicks it free up along the right wing side. Now moved ahead. It's Nykop with it. Nykop tries to play it up now to Janssen. Janssen slowed up on the play there. Now goes back over to the left corner. We're trying to retrieve the puck. Goes all the way back to the blue line. Sins keeps it in. That one's knocked away there. And now played all the way down the ice as it will be collected here by Peterson. And a whistle coming here, and a penalty here, and this one's going to go against the Storm, as the Storm had the puck, or they're going to send two guys to the box. It's going to be penalties here to Sins and Stenglein. So now it will be the 22nd and 23rd infraction of the night. So 2 minutes probably for delay of game or roughing. Time of all this, 18 minutes, 19 seconds in to this third period. So 2 minutes each for Brian Sins. And so 2 minutes for slashing on that one. Here's a shot to the net. Save, rebound in front opportunity. Gasek off to Norris. His shot. That one's blocked away there. And so 2 minutes for slashing to each opponent, actually. As here goes Norris giving off now from Gasek, or rather getting to back towards Dahl, and this one gets taken up off the end boards. Here's the puck now, moved ahead. Shot towards the net, that one gets blocked there wide, and now taken up off the end boards by the Storm. And Sheerhorn will just knock it up along the right wing side, and it's Vecchione collecting it here. Vecchione lost his edge there, goes down on the ice, and the play will go back the other way. Here's the puck now up into the Storm zone as it goes back in up off the boards. It is Peterson hooked up a little bit on the play, but the play will continue on. I wouldn't be surprised at this point if they call a penalty once again, but here's a chance in front. Here's now Norris. Norris moves in. A shot, save, rebound, not taken there as Gorsuch gets to this puck, and it will be Gorsuch that will get a hold of this one and wait for a faceoff coming up in his own zone. So, as a puck in one here, back towards that left point, the puck though goes back down to the left corner and is played along those end boards here off the faceoff. Just 37 seconds left here in regulation as the puck will go all the way down the ice, back the other direction. Moving ahead, it's Durante's. A shot to the net, that one goes wide. Now taken back here as it goes over to that left point, now moved away here, and it's taken back by Ambrosia, but it is Middleton now with it. Middleton goes down on the ice, lost an edge. Gasek now with it, gives off to Sam Annis. Annis now moves in, plays it up off the right corner, and it'll be taken here by Ambergy with 10 seconds left here in regulation. Storm tonight going to lose for the first time ever against the Youngstown Phantoms. They'll drop to 6-1-0 all-time against Youngstown and won't have to play them until next season in the regular season as the puck gets flipped out to the center. And tonight, the Storm fall to 3-4-0, and now even record on home ice at 2-2-0. Coming up in just a few, we'll get the New West Three Stars of the night, the Dent Popper Grinder of the night as well, before we go to the Old Chicago postgame show, as the Storm tonight losing by the final of 5-1. Trevor Gorsuch in his first game as a member of the Tri-City Storm, giving up 4 goals here tonight. The 5th goal, the empty netter by Jordan Young, his first of the season. As the Storm salute the fans here, and we'll get the three stars of the night in just a few. But tonight, the Storm unable to find a way to get anything going here on their home ice, and we'll see Storm head off to the locker room disappointed. So we wait the New West Three Stars of the night coming up here in just a second from Derek Stenson down below as the Phantoms get ready to come off the ice here. And Zoe,
now, let's recognize the New West Sports Medicine Three Stars of the game as selected by the media. The number 3 star from the Youngstown Phantoms, number 7, Sam Annis.
Still waiting for that second star announcement down below, and still waiting as we waited here. As they still wait.
The number 2 star, tallying 1 goal on the night from the Tri-City Storm, number 15, Nick Lappin. And the number 1 star from the Youngstown Phantoms, number 30, Sean Romeo. And now, let's recognize the Dent Popper Grinder of the Night, as selected by the voice of the Storm, Skip Berry. Tonight's hardest working player for the Storm is number 26, J.D. Peterson.
So there you go, J.D. Peterson tonight's Dent Popper Grinder of the Night. We'll talk about that coming up here on the Old Chicago postgame show. We come back in just a few. The Storm tonight losing by the final of 5-1. That has been the Complete Nutrition third period of play. Once again, the official nutrition supplier of the Tri-City Storm this season is Complete Nutrition, which is located north of 39th Street on 2nd Avenue in Kearney and one block south of Conestoga Mall on Allen Drive in Grand Island. Look better, feel better, perform better. Complete Nutrition of Kearney and Grand Island. We come back. The old Chicago post-game show next right here on the Storm Radio Network. The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, Hastings.
The Tri-City Storm, giving away free souvenir pucks Friday, November 4th, as the Storm face the Omaha Lancers.
The rivalry begins again.
To commemorate this in-state rivalry,
the Storm will give away specialty pucks
to the first 1,000 fans.
Plus, don't miss another Rock and Runza post-game skate.
It's the Storm versus Omaha,
and the number one
party in town,
featuring a rivalry puck giveaway
and a free post-game skate.
Tri-City Storm,
Omaha Lancers,
Friday, November 4th.
Visit stormhockey.com for more.
Presented by Viero.
We all make bad choices in life. Eating Aunt Betty's latest meatloaf recipe, jumping a new bike over a flimsy plywood ramp, or picking up a hitchhiker in a bright orange jumpsuit. We can't help you with a lot of bad decisions, but Viero Wireless can help you make the smart choice in smartphones. Right now, buy one BlackBerry Curve or Motorola XT720 Android smartphone and get another of the same model free. But supplies are limited, so hitch a ride to Viero Wireless, where the smart choice is your choice. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Teamwork is important in the success of any athlete. This is why New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is Central Nebraska's premier clinic for sports-related injuries and rehabilitation. All of New West physicians are fellowship-trained to ensure the highest quality of medical care. New West is proud to serve the UNK Athletic Program and the Tri-City Storm with their brand-new, state-of-the-art facility located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West, for the athlete in all of us.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything. But there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. Bud Light. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
This is the Old Chicago Post Game Show.
On the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Barry.
For the first time this season, when out shooting an opponent, the Tri-City Storm tonight will lose a hockey game, losing by the final of 5-1 as they put 43 shots on goal and only get one goal here tonight as Sean Romeo, in his first start this season, getting 42 saves and the victory here tonight over the Tri-City Storm. And Trevor Gorsuch, his first start of the season, first appearance in net tonight, just with a total of 22 saves on 26 shots, as the last goal of the hockey game for Youngstown ended up being the empty netter there. We'll talk about it upcoming here as well. Let's get to the full game recap brought to you by Stadler Implement. We'll recap those New West three stars of the night and get to the Den Popper Grinder of the Night recap as well. We'll be joined by the head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm, Drew Schenick, as well as J.D. Peterson. We'll talk with him, and, of course, he comes off that fight here tonight. And a very good game overall for him with the one assist and a fight as well, and a goal short of the Gordie Howe hat trick here tonight with a trying to get that goal-fight-assist combo. That'd be nice from a defenseman on every night, but tonight the Storm defenseman, J.D. Peterson, worked very hard, and I thought deserves a lot of recognition for his play here overall this evening. Storm tonight, going to be disappointed with this one. I'm sure the fans as well, as Sean Romeo, though, making all 14 saves in that third period. Trevor Gorsuch making a total of 8 saves in that final period as well. But tonight, it just wasn't meant to be for the Storm. They couldn't get the break there in that second period. They had a lot of opportunities there with the man advantage. Could not capitalize in any way on that 5-minute major power play that they were given, as well as several 5-on-3s here tonight. They scored on the first 5-on-3 of the hockey game, but didn't get the other opportunities with the 5-on-3 and, of course, some 4-on-3s in there as well. All right, we're all set, ready to recap this hockey game. We go back to the first period where Nick Lappin, Storm, they're perfect, you know, really on the season. Well, actually, they were 3-1-0. When scoring the first goal tonight, they'll drop to 3-2-0 when scoring the first goal. Nick Lappin on the power play, 5-on-3 power play goal. Adam Klapik, J.D. Peterson with the assist on that goal. And it's Storm leading 1-0. But after a penalty to Patrick Conte would come to an end, he'd come out of the box, race ahead, backhand in a goal past Gorsuch, and it would tie the game at 1 in that first period as the Storm outshot Youngstown 17-11 in the first 20 minutes of action, and the Storm would be in a 1-1 hockey game. We go to the second period. Youngstown starting the period on a power play. They would score 3 power play goals in the second period. It would start with Dylan Marganeri getting his first goal of the season at the 150 mark in that second period. Sam Annis getting his first of 2 assists here tonight. Richard Zanell as well picking up the assist on that goal. Then it was Ryan Belanger getting his goal there, and Belanger picking up his third goal of the season for Mike Ambrosia and Chris Bradley, 9:49 into that second period. And it's now quickly 3-1 Phantoms, 4-1 Phantoms on a power play goal from the high slot. Michael Gunn hammering the puck past Gorsuch. Brent Norris and Sam Annis, the assists on the play at the 10:34 mark in, and back-to-back power play goals there in less than a minute for the Youngstown Phantoms midway through that second period. Youngstown controlling the play, 4-1. That would stir up then the next big play of the game, and that would be the fighting major between that of J.D. Peterson and also that of Patrick Conte. Peterson knocking out Conte on the play as he took a heavy shot there and knocked out Pat Conte. Conte, don't know if he's okay. We do wish him well, though, no doubt at all. And just a good blow there, though, by Peterson, who just got him right there, that right-handed shot. And Pat Conte left himself exposed in that situation. That knocked him out. And then J.D. Peterson had to go off for repairs as well, as it looked like he hurt his hand on the play. But he returned and played the rest of the night as well. Going to the third period, the Storm, no goals scored. Youngstown getting an empty netter at the end. Jordan Young off the glass all the way down the ice, 185-foot shot, 17-23 in. It's an empty net, unassisted goal for Jordan Young, his first of the season. 5-1 Phantoms, penalty minutes here tonight. They're going to add up quite fast, and they're going to be heavy here tonight. Youngstown's going to be penalized the most as the Phantoms tonight accumulating a total, as of right now, what we have, it looks to be 26 plus 28, 30. It looks like it will be about almost 30 penalty minutes here tonight for the Youngstown Phantoms. And the Storm are certainly going to add up their penalty minutes quite a bit as we try to get the final tallies here. That's not official just yet. But Storm outshoot the Phantoms here tonight, 43-27 for the first time this season. The Storm have lost a game when outshooting the opponent. Now 3-1-0 when outshooting the opponent, as they outshot him 43-27. Gorsuch again, 22 saves on 26 shots. Sean Romeo, 42 saves on 43 shots. Let's recap those New West three stars of the night. Again, New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West for the athlete and all of us. Tonight, the three stars again for the Youngstown Phantoms, it was that of Sam Annis. He is tonight's number 3 star, the number 2 star here tonight for the Tri-City Storm. Nick Lappin had a lot of opportunities, didn't convert on every one of them, but again, picks up another goal, his 7th goal of the season in 7 games. He's tonight's number 2 star and the number 1 star. You can't debate this with 42 saves on 43 shots. The backup netminder, Sean Romeo, will be tonight's number 1 star. Let's get tonight's Dent Popper Grinder of the Night recapped here. And tonight, the Dent Popper Grinder of the night is J.D. Peterson, had 1 assist and a fight. Won his fight handedly there on the knockout punch, and he's tonight's Dent Popper Grinder of the night. And much like the Storm's hardest-working player, the Dent Popper works hard to keep your car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, boat, and or trailer looking like new. The Dent Popper in Kearney, your satisfaction is guaranteed. And the play tonight for J.D. Peterson was a guaranteed success for him in that fight. And you know what? When your team's down 4-1, you want to change momentum. And guess what? That fight led to a lot of power play time for the Storm at the end, as Youngstown trying to maybe to avenge it, who knows, but they took a lot of aggressive penalties here tonight, did the Youngstown Phantoms. A lot of check from behinds, a lot of roughings, and face masking penalties, as well as the slashing kind as well. And boy, the penalties here tonight added up for both sides. You expect that from the Youngstown Phantoms. They are the second most penalized team in the league, heading into tonight. The Storm, you don't expect it as much right now, as they were the fourth least penalized team in the USHL coming into tonight's game. I'm sure that'll shift around a little bit more here after the night. Again, the final here tonight, 5-1. The Storm losing on home ice. Second consecutive loss for the Storm on home ice. They look to try to turn things around tomorrow on the road at Des Moines. We'll talk about that coming up next, as we will talk with the head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm, Drew Schenick, on the Old Chicago Coaches Review right here on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, Hastings.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
In 1981, TCBY did the impossible. They combined, that tastes so good with, oh, that's so good for you. The result? Real dairy frozen yogurt goodness that's low in fat, high in calcium and vitamin D, with 7 live active cultures. That's TCBY, the country's best yogurt.
You'd like Paul, really nice guy with 2 kids and a lovely wife named Kim. Things been going great for him until Monday afternoon. That's when Paul's boss told him that due to restructuring, his job had been eliminated. Bad things happen to good people. But fortunately, that doesn't mean you have to settle for unreliable transportation, charge-offs, credit card debt, repossessions, collections, bankruptcy, or foreclosure. If you think you can't buy quality transportation, think again. Go to thinkapproved.com. That's T-H-I-N-K, thinkapproved.com.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are 2 types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
This is the Storm Radio Network.
On the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Once again, here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Berry.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Old Chicago Post Game Show as we move into the Old Chicago Coaches Review, and joined by the head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm, Drew Schenick, here tonight. And, Coach, tonight losing 5-1, and while the score is not indicative of how the game really went here tonight, I thought the Storm had all the opportunities, and the difference was conversion rates, I would say, power play included, but the execution, Youngstown capitalized on their power plays and did a very good job in doing so. But tonight the Storm just couldn't get the bounces. And when you run into a goalie who comes into his first start, makes 42 saves on 43 shots, it's kind of how it's been going this season on home ice. It seems like the road, it's been easier to get those goals. And you look at the shooting percentage, it shows that in the stats.
Well, yeah, I mean, their goalie played well, there's no question. And, you know, Youngstown was very opportunistic, I thought, but you know, it's the old analogy. I mean, every time we tried to take a step, we shot ourselves in the foot. And you know, we take a penalty at the end of the first period out of frustration. I thought we had some selfish play tonight from a few different guys. You know, they get a chance to get on the power play. The puck is on our stick twice. Two of our 20-year-olds have the puck on their stick in that particular penalty kill to get it out. We don't. Neither guy gets the puck out with time. They end up scoring. We take a penalty, and then we take a 5-on-3. They score. So, I mean, you know what? We just, you know, we get on the power play. We take a too many men on the ice penalty. Then we turn around and take another too many men on the ice penalty. You're not going to win hockey games if you're not sharper than that, and that's the bottom line.
You go back to last Friday night's loss on home ice to Indiana, 6-2. You turn around, win 7-3 on the road. You come back here. You think, all right, things are going back in the way. And Seth Blank and I were talking about this. It just goes to show this is where the team is supposed to be at, isn't it? I mean, at the end of the day, while you want to win every game, the expectations for this team is there's going to be a growing pains early on in the year. And Seth Blank and I were talking about this in the second intermission. Hey, this is kind of who the team is at the moment until they learn how to work completely together, play a full 60 minutes, and find a way to get
more familiar with each other, it's going to take some time, right?
Well, it is. You know, it's just frustrating to me that, you know, I mean, it's going to take time. We're going to have ups and we're going to have downs, and, you know, it's a long season. But, you know, some of the mistakes we made tonight, you know, I don't know. Like I said, we have the puck on our stick twice, and we cough it up with, you know, with no regard. You know, we take too many man on the ice penalties in the last 5 minutes of the second. You know, it is. I mean, yeah, you're right. I mean, there's going to be some highs. There's going to be some lows. It just, you know, we're disappointed. I thought this was certainly a winnable hockey game for us, and we had chances. It's not like I felt much better about this game than what I did the Indiana game, even though it's a loss. But again, we have to find a way to win these games and not cough them up.
And to Youngstown's credit, let's not forget, I mean, the Youngstown Phantoms are a much better club coming into this season. I said, hey, it's not like last year or even the year before where I felt, hey, we should be able to get the 2 points guaranteed. I came in tonight thinking, you know what, it's going to be a tough game. This is not the Youngstown Phantoms of the last 2 years. This is a very good team, and tonight they showed that a little bit. And for the first time this season, you guys kept Austin Cangelosi off the score sheet, but they got other guys contributing. And you look at that, I guess I want to get your thoughts, because when you look at the Eastern Conference, these guys are kind of very similar to the Tri-City Storm. In a lot of ways, they're young. They got some inexperience, you know, to a degree on their high-end talent, but they've got some guys that are veterans. That's the biggest difference between the Storm and the Phantoms right now, is they've got 10 returning guys. The Storm coming back into the fold, really, if you look at it, just, you know, six guys. And while that doesn't sound like that big of a discrepancy, it is, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, we talk about it all the time, and not so much this year, but, you know, as you're putting your team together in the summertime and whatever, hey, veterans mean something in hockey. It doesn't matter. You know what you got. They've played a year in the league. They know. They understand. You know how to hold the lead. They understand when you're down by a goal, what you have to do. They understand when you're up by a goal late, how you have to play. And right now, we just don't have enough of that. And the guys that we do have, I mean, you know, let's call a spade a spade. We didn't finish the year great last year due to a lot of different factors. But you know, those guys are learning how to win. And so it's, you know, it is what it is. We just have to, you know, go back to work. You know, our guys have always shown a resiliency. We've had an off game, and we've always bounced back. So I don't expect any different from our group here tomorrow. We'll be focused and ready, and we'll be ready to give Des Moines everything they got.
Again, he is the head coach, general manager of the Tri-City Storm, Drew Schenick, with me here on the Old Chicago Coaches View, following the game here tonight. Of course, tonight the Storm losing by the final of 5-1. And coach, you talk about rebounding. You have to go on the road, and Des Moines is not an easy place to play. In fact, the only win of the season for the Des Moines Buccaneers, who don't play here tonight, and the only game of the weekend happens to be against the Storm tomorrow night on home ice, it certainly doesn't rate to be a game where you can be successful in. But, hey, last week, same thing. Sioux City didn't have to play Friday night. They had to wait for the Storm to come to them, and, well, the Storm found a way to win. Does this game in some ways help you tomorrow night, much like it did last week, where your team's a little bit humbled at the moment? You know, all right, well, you know what? We didn't win last night, although really, the Storm didn't do that bad here tonight by any means.
Well, no, we had 40, you know, 43 shots, and we had some quality. We had two goal posts
exactly
that I know of, and an empty net.
There were more.
Yeah, empty net. You know, a young guy that does, you know, he should probably one time that in doesn't hold on to, yep, it and doesn't get the scoring chance that he should, and you know, I mean, that's part of the. I mean, we had our chances to be in the hockey, and there's no question.
Yep.
I mean, you know what? We better be ready, because you know, Des Moines. If I'm Reg Simon right now, I'm looking at it going, hey, we beat this team once. You know what? We've got one game this weekend. We're going to come out like cut cats, and we're going to go after them, and you know, we'll see what happens. And I'm sure they're licking their chops. But hey, you know what? Our guys, like I said, we've shown a good resiliency here. We've shown we've shown the ability to bounce back, and you know, we're going to do that again tomorrow, and we'll play solid, and we'll give her everything we got.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks, Kipper.
There you go. The head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm, Drew Schenick, with me here on the Old Chicago Coaches Review, as we'll talk with the Dent Popper Grinder of the night here tonight with the knockout punch that, you know, at the end of the day, you want to see a fight come up. And he's also an alternate captain and leading by example here this season. J.D. Peterson, a guy who will play his former club here for the second time of the season tomorrow night, the Des Moines Buccaneers. And I'm sure there's nobody more excited to probably play the Des Moines Buccaneers than J.D. Peterson. J.D., tonight, though, it was not a success. You lose 5-1. Your team goes down 4-1. You drop the mitts. And I do have to go to that, because, I mean, it's kind of the storyline. I mean, at the end of the day, you knocked out the guy. And one thing I will say, and I want to point this out, because truthfully, this is something that I get frustrated with hockey often. And I'm going to say this right now. To a lot of fans, I think you look at fighting in the game, and a lot of people want to get rid of it. I do not.
I don't,
I don't at all, and I think you'd probably agree with me. But fighting the game exists for many reasons. But tonight, a good scrap there between you and Pat Conte. He got on a lot of shots right there. Of course, you show a little bit of a warrior scar there above your right eye. But but there you knock him out. You don't celebrate. And I want to say, first off, congratulations on not doing that, because that shows the maturation that you have as a player, and that says a lot about who you are. I mean, you were excited about certainly winning the fight, but you never celebrated, especially after knocking out the opponent. Class act by you, JD. Seriously, a very class act by you. Celebrations after a fight shows a guy that's never been in the scrap before. Yeah. You didn't have that at all. You walked away from it. So I want to congratulate you on that first and foremost.
Yeah, you know, Bob Probert never did, so that's who I watch a lot. And
so it's a good guy to watch, too, for fighting.
So,
But yeah, seriously, congratulations on that, because it shows a lot of maturation out of you as a 20-year-old veteran in this league and certainly knowing the situation. So, but I do want to talk about that fight, because your team's down 5-1. Or 4-1, excuse me, losing eventually 5-1. 4-1, you knew you were going out there probably to start something with Patrick Conte. Talk about what you were trying to do there for your team, because it looked like it almost worked, because you got a lot of power play time right after that.
I mean, you know, I knew, like, it was the right moment. You know, that's kind of like my role. I need to be there to spark the team. So I didn't know Conte was he'd go with me, but, I just asked him, and, you know, thank God he did. And, you know, it was good the way it turned out. And, I just look for little things to spark my team when we're down. And, hopefully, if it works, it works. But, if not, I'm still going to do it. I mean, it's part of my role.
And, of course, when you eventually got it, when did you realize you hit him on that one and that was it?
I mean, I was getting, he was getting a lot of shots in on me, but I was just waiting for my opportunity to throw one back. And threw one back, and it landed, and caught him.
A little surprised that he left himself exposed there. It looked like he left that face right out there. I mean, it was an interesting scrap from that, perspective, because it looked like you had an opportunity there. There's no other way to say it. He left himself exposed.
Yeah.
And a tough way to go down. And certainly you don't want to necessarily see anybody have a prolonged injury from a fight.
I don't like seeing that. I hope he gets better. I mean, just turned out that way.
At the end of the day, it's part of hockey.
Yeah.
Your fifth assist of your career, though, back in the first period on the power play.
Yeah.
Picking up a point on the power play as well. Your first point as a member of the Storm.
Uh-huh.
Making a play down low. Klapik then gets it over to Lapp, and you guys score. I guess a sense of relief for you to finally get a power play point.
Definitely. It was definitely a relief. I mean, I've been looking for it. Then now, hopefully, I got my confidence up. And, I just want to get, generate momentum for my team on the power play. And, if we can net one in there, we need to. I think we had a lot of chances tonight on the power play. We just need to work on it and capitalize and bear down more.
And my guest here on the Old Chicago postgame show is J.D. Peterson. Don't forget, fans, before and after the games, the place to be is Old Chicago. With the best selection of food for the whole family, it's the best place to hang out with other Storm fans after the games. Old Chicago, eat, drink, be yourself. And J.D., I look at this game, and it's a loss where you do outshoot the opponent here tonight. The first loss of the season where you outshoot an opponent.
Yeah.
Frustration, I'm sure, is going to be there from this loss.
Yeah.
You're a leader on this team. You're an alternate captain. You wear the A on your sweater.
Yeah.
What things do you tell the guys before tomorrow's game? And I know you personally want to see a victory at Buccaneer Arena. But what do you say to the guys?
I mean, basically, I just say, hey, look, guys, we play to not lose. Like, we want to win, and, we got to bounce back. We just got to out-compete the other team. Follow what coaches say, get shots and be hard-nosed and crash the net. And, good things are going to happen. It's just, I think, when we get scored on, it looks like we get defeated. And guys start sagging their heads, and it's just like, you can't do that. You got to bounce back, and, you got to outwork them.
Is that the youth of this team?
I think it does come with that. I mean, guys, it looks like, oh, no, we're down by one or two, and we look defeated.
How can you grow from that, though? Like, with the youth of this team, I mean, every team that's talented has youth, and it's experience. I mean, granted,
honestly,
this team's going to take some time. There's going to be some growing pains, and you knew that probably better than anybody, being a veteran in this league.
Yeah.
But with those growing pains, you have to get past them. Now it's like, all right, hey, we've experienced a bad defeat. We came back with a great win, and then another defeat here.
A little inconsistency.
Yeah.
We just got to – you got to stay positive. I mean, you can, be harp on them, but, I mean, at the end of the day, you got to be positive. You just got to work as hard as you can. I mean, if you're giving a good effort on the ice, there's really nothing you can say. I mean, you just got to work hard. But I thought we were a little sloppy there in our game, and we need to bounce back tomorrow. It's a huge game, 2 points.
Career high for J.D. Peterson with his fifth consecutive game with a penalty tonight, getting it with that fighting major and trying to help his team go. J.D., I know this is not the result that you necessarily wanted, but best of luck in preparing for tomorrow.
Yeah.
I appreciate your time.
Yeah.
And again, I commend you for a good job after the fight and the way you compose it shows the, your leadership, but more importantly, it shows your classiness out there on the ice. That's something that gets overlooked, I think, a lot in hockey and even in the NHL. I just don't understand when a guy celebrates a fight.
I don't like it. I really don't.
But I like the fact that you didn't, and thanks for doing that and representing the storm well.
No problem. Yeah.
Thank
anytime.
You. There you go. J.D. Peterson from the Tri-City Storm. And joining me here, the Dent Popper Grinder of the night, the hardest working Storm player here tonight with an assist and a fight. He was one goal away from the Gordie Howe hat trick. Maybe he'll get that tomorrow night against his former club. That would be the way that JD certainly would know how to avenge being let go by his former club. There's always that sense of animosity, I guess you could say. I appreciate JD's time. Again, a very classy move, and I do want to point this out, fans. One thing about fighting, while it gets you excited and gets you out of your seats, at the end of the day, it takes two guys to drop the mitts and go, and especially in that situation, JD certainly going in a big tilt there and coming out with a decisive advantage with a knockout punch and a very classy gesture there by the Storm defenseman, JD Peterson. You want to see that. You want to see a guy that certainly is composed and knows how to handle himself in a fist of cuffs. And very good to see on a man who is certainly growing not only as a leader on this team, but certainly as a hockey player as well. And tonight getting his first point of the year as well. So great to see from JD Peterson. Taking a look at the final scores here tonight around the USHL and our final look at that Midway Auto Group scoreboard update. Think Hassle Free, think Midway, think Midway.com. And so we go to Indiana, where the Indiana Ice Knights defeat the Waterloo Blackhawks 2-0 the final. It is a final in Sioux City. Sioux City loses on home ice once again to the Dubuque Fighting Saints, 3-1 the score. As the Omaha Lancers hosting Sioux Falls, they win in a shootout. Do the Omaha Lancers 3-2 the final in a shootout. So Sioux Falls now with that point moves into sole possession of fifth place. The Storm dropped to sixth place. It is the Lincoln Stars who lose on the road at Cedar Rapids, losing by the final of 4-3. Chicago right now, they have defeated the U-17 national team 6-4, the final. So that right there will give Chicago the victory here tonight. And then Fargo, by the way, they lose on home ice to Green Bay. Listen to this, 4-1, the final. So Fargo losing on home ice. The Storm will stay in sole possession of sixth place for that final playoff spot at the moment early on in the season. Hard to believe we're talking about playoff spots, but there's going to be a lot of that. It's going to juggle around quite a bit this season, I'm sure, throughout the year. And Sioux City and Des Moines, who are behind the Storm. Of course, the Storm will play Des Moines tomorrow night. Again, with the Storm losing here 5-1. You can tune in to Classic as 98.9 FM tomorrow night at 6:45 p.m. We'll be live on the air from Urbandale, Iowa at Buccaneer Arena as the Storm and the Des Moines Buccaneers battle for the second time this season and the second time from Buccaneer Arena. Want to thank a few people on the broadcast here tonight. Once again, Seth Blank as well as Tim Lappin as our intermission guests. Drew Schenick before and after the game here. And also J.D. Peterson for his time as well. And also want to thank the engineer back at the KLIQ studios, Steph Mueller, doing her job as always back at the studio. Appreciate her time as well. Don't forget, you can get the latest updates on Storm Hockey at stormhockey.com. And also by following the Twitter accounts there, you can follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/SkipBerryHockey. And, of course, TC Coach Shu. That's right, TC Coach Shu is the Twitter account to the head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm, Drew Schenick, and of course our several others, Greg Shea. You can get that, all that information at stormhockey.com under our fan zone, under our social media. You can also log into Facebook. Congratulations to our winner on the TCBY Player of the Period winner on Facebook, Brandon. He will receive a free gift card to the country's best yogurt as soon as Monday morning. So appreciate that as well. We'll have another winner, I'm sure, tomorrow night. If you tune into that second period and listen in for that TCBY Player of the Period in the second period tomorrow night. The 5-1 final here tonight drops the Storm record to a count of 3-4-0, and a home record of now 2-2-0. The road record now for Youngstown climbs to 2-2-0 on the season. Their record overall now 5-2-0. They now have 10 points in the standings, and that's going to get them right in that mix there with Indiana, Dubuque, Green Bay, and Cedar Rapids. Boy, I'll tell you, this Youngstown Phantoms team, they're going to be a very good team. And Austin Cangelosi was held pointless tonight. He came in tonight as the league leader in points, along with Daniel Tarasov. And tonight, he did not have a point. And the Storm kept him off the scoring sheet, but the Storm could not keep other guys off. And thus, the Phantoms come away with the victory here this evening. Hope you tune in tomorrow night's broadcast on Classic Hits 98.9 FM once again. And until then, folks, we hope you enjoyed the broadcast. We know you were disappointed with the result, but the final again, 5-1, Storm losing, trying to bounce back tomorrow night. So on behalf of Storm Hockey, this is Skip Berry saying good night and happy hockey, everyone.
listening to the Storm Radio Network on the Breeze 94.5 FM.
This is Storm head coach and general manager Drew Shenick. The Storm Radio Network would like to thank the following sponsors for their support. Vieira Wireless, we are where you are. Old Chicago, eat, drink, and be yourself. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney. We don't sell volume, we sell quality. Midway Audit Group. Visit them online at thinkmidway.com. TCBY, the country's best yogurt. Complete Nutrition. Look better, feel better, perform better. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. For the athlete in all of us. Stadler Implant in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get. Bud Light, the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Coca-Cola, live positively. Applebee's, eating good in the neighborhood. The Dent Popper, your satisfaction is guaranteed. And Yellowbook and yellowbook360.com. For the latest news and information about the Storm, visit www.stormhockey.com. Again, this is Storm head coach and general manager Drew Shenick. Thank you for listening to the Storm Radio Network.
The Tri-City Storm,
giving away free souvenir pucks
Friday, November 4th,
as the Storm
face the Omaha Lancers.
The rivalry begins again.
To commemorate this in-state rivalry,
the Storm will give away specialty pucks
to the first 1,000 fans.
Plus, don't miss another Rockin' Runza post-game skate.
It's the Storm versus Omaha,
and the number one
party in town,
featuring a rivalry puck giveaway
and a free post-game skate.
Tri-City Storm,
Omaha Lancers,
Friday, November 4th.
Visit stormhockey.com for more.
Presented by Vieiro.
We all make bad choices in life. Eating Aunt Betty's latest meatloaf recipe, jumping a new bike over a flimsy plywood ramp, or picking up a hitchhiker in a bright orange jumpsuit. We can't help you with a lot of bad decisions, but Vieira Wireless can help you make the smart choice in smartphones. Right now, buy one BlackBerry Curve or Motorola XT720 Android smartphone and get another of the same model free. But supplies are limited, so hitch a ride to Vieira Wireless, where the smart choice is your choice. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Do you want to get ripped?
The number one nutrition store for sports nutrition is Complete Nutrition. If you're looking to build complete muscle or burn fat, we carry the strongest, most effective products in the industry. Stop by and pick up one of our five new hardcore muscle-building products. Our customers are consistently putting on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle and dramatically increasing their strength. These products are the real deal, so get them while you can.
Get them at Complete Nutrition.
No gimmicks, just quality products that deliver results. Be the next guy to pack on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle. For a limited time only, stop by Complete Nutrition today and find out how to get the pre-workout Jack 3D absolutely free. Absolutely free. That's right, get your favorite pre-workout, including the popular Jack 3D, absolutely free. Complete Nutrition. Look better. Feel better. Perform better.
Complete Nutrition is located north of 39th Street on 2nd Avenue in Kearney and one block south of Conestoga Mall on Allen Drive in Grand Island. Look better, feel better, perform better. Complete Nutrition of Kearney and Grand Island.